want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. The comparison...
Chisty. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Washington, our number is 877-365-3636. You can also call 1-800-636-1067. Or try our secret double secret Washington, D.C. number, 202-432-1067. But please, don't call us.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
I love bitches!
Click. Click, click, click.
Alan Limewine is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hall of Fame linebacker Sam Hubbs and our disclaimer.
Little applause, please. This broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is
good to see if you make it through it. Woo! Before we applaud.
Halloween music. Presented by the Authority of the National Football League and the Washington Redskins to 106.7 WKFM and Broadcasting Corporation, of course. It is intended for the private use of our audience and rebroadcast.
Duh.
And I hope you don't rebroadcast it for any other use of the restricted and account of this game without the express written consent of King Stevens in the National Football League, the Washington Redskins, Don and Mike, and WJFK is prohibited.
Way to go!
Duh.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Now, the sperm is an interesting little creature. It looks a little bit like the tadpoles that swim in ponds. It seems to be all head and tail, an almost round little head or body, and a very long tail. And with the tail, it can wriggle and swim. Now, remember, it's so small that once this sperm meets an egg, it can actually swim right inside that little egg. And at that moment, some kind of a baby begins to grow.
Cutting
the sperm.
Give it the biggest kiss you got.
His weekly top 40 radio program reaches, listen to this, reaches 45 million people each week. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh,
what the hell's going on here? Jeez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Oh, boy, you...
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and I gotta tell you, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know, could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, this is the spot.
Yep.
Let's go live to the National Mall downtown.
What are they doing down there?
The sponsors of NFL Live couldn't be happier.
The true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And the souls went apart. Your discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Eisner, and on the ship to sea, the other two members of my happening carpool, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie. Hi, thanks for listening, everybody, on 106.7 WJFK and other places. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday.
It's September 4th.
Right.
And from WJFK, call 877-365-3636. Or the numbers that have 1067 in them, the dial position, 800-636-1067 or 202-432-1067. And there he is. Hi, Anton.
Hi, Donald. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Bob.
Is anyone missing?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
There it all is. Ooh, we barely got the show on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the excitement of the football season starting and the station having to carry the game, and they've only had four practice games to get the electronic side of it set up.
Is this building in a lather or what? There are people running around this building today like I've never seen before.
Yeah, everybody is nudge, because, you know, the big game tonight, and more importantly, hi to, and speaking of, hi, Rob.
Well, the eyes of the world are on Landover, Maryland, Don.
Shut up. Speaking of that, the eyes of the world being on the...
It's funny to see him wear his school clothes, isn't it?
Well, it's because he's going to be at the stadium tonight doing his thing where he introduces the players.
Is this the thing where you and I are going to be able to enjoy his big head on the...
On the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbotron.
Will that be your first time seeing Rob's head on a TV that's actually big enough to have a picture of his head?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very, very excited about that. I've enjoyed the magic of audio tape and heard some of Rob's performances.
Now you have to be there sitting in the stands watching, and trust me, you don't need binoculars.
No,
no matter how high your seats are in the stadium, you just see the head. As a matter of fact, you think, God, is it Thanksgiving already? You know, you think it's like one of those Macy's...
Thanksgiving Day Parade floats.
Balloons. And there's Snoopy. No, it's Bob Squarepants, SpongeBob
Squarepants.
No! Oh, my God!
It's a speedway.
Watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Rob Bank.
Now, are you in good voice tonight, Rob? I know you had that one time with Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson where, you know...
That's what's the exciting thing. We'll have to wait and see.
You never know, and...
No, allergies are bad. I had something of a cold when I woke up today, so let's roll the dice.
And let's roll the tape.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Yeah.
That was a moment. That was infamous.
It was great.
Yeah, we're going to have us some fun. We're going to the game tonight. Mike and I are going using my seats. And thank you again. I mean, I know you're glad to go, but thank you because it saves me the trouble. It's one of the, I guess there's seven more times this year that I'll take my wife and she will reluctantly go and sit there and watch.
She doesn't get into it.
No. She does it to pacify me so that she can hold it over my head later to say, well, I do stuff with you that I don't like to do, like going to the football games.
And because it's been so long since I've gone, I think at least a year, I'm super psyched. And to go on opening night, I was bragging to people about it. I was like saying, yeah, I'm going to the game. And I'm just like, I'm sharing that. This is kind of, you know what? I'm sucked into it. I am sucked into
but
it.
The thing that
it
I,
is kind of an event. It really is.
I refuse to get sucked into this whole marketing thing downtown.
Well, that I'm not, that is not about, but the game itself.
But the game itself.
Everybody's just talking about it.
But the game, no, the game at least.
Not everybody around the water cooler.
The game has become secondary to the circus downtown.
Well, the circus downtown is just a bunch of BS.
And we'll find out in just a moment because Joe Ardinger is down there with a bullhorn. Now,
this weather sucks, though.
As we speak, it's lightly raining. Mm-hmm. And the original plan was some genius at the station, maybe the new general manager, and we'll be talking about that in a couple of seconds. And as the Who once sang, meet the new boss. He's same as the old boss.
Yes.
Yeah. Line Wand finally got the job.
Yes, he did. So tonight at the game, is he going to be at the game?
Yes, and I.
It's going to be like a coronation.
He's going to be receiving oral favors in front of heads of the Infinity Broadcasting Company.
All the sales gals will be there.
I believe that Alan will be responsible for a sideline tour for two people that I'm big fans of: Joel Hollander and Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh boy.
Yeah, they're all excited because Bill O'Reilly's coming to town.
I can't stand it.
You can't stand the excitement.
That's what I meant.
There you go.
Yeah, so all of the Infinity guys are coming to town because it's opening day. And
so I guess the whole stadium will be a no-spin zone.
I was telling you, I watched Al Franken on Letterman the other day, and Al Franken did a pretty good job of cutting O'Reilly.
Yes, he did.
Wide open for being the fake newsman that he is.
Oh, I got to check. He was on Letterman?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I got a TiVo.
I was telling you that he cut him open pretty good.
Oh, interesting.
So everybody in town is talking about the game, of course, but like I said, more importantly, the focus, at least with the stupid TV stations, is on all the stuff down there. And like today, with the lead story is, it's raining at the National Mall. Look at the size of these puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to come watch Britney Spears tonight, and if you're going, and this is what the anchors are saying, if you're going to prove to the NFL that we are worthy of being a Super Bowl city,
F that,
then I say, wear some shoes that you're prepared to lose.
That's the thing now, because it's going to be so muddy down there.
I'm Jackie Benson, News 4. And then they throw it.
You want to have the NFL equivalent of Woodstock.
Right. Then they throw it back to the studio, and the dumb, lobotomized anchor people go, well, we only got one chance to show the NFL what we got. Please, kiss my ass. Nobody loves football more than me.
Right.
And it would be terribly exciting to have a Super Bowl here. But trust me, it ain't going to happen because the weather here stinks.
Well, and have you checked the traffic around here recently?
It's fine.
I mean, it's
no problem.
But I mean, they're starting it at 6. They're starting it at 6 o'clock. And it's the same reason that my former classmate, Derek McGinty, who's now starting the local 7 o'clock news, they said because people, and he's right,
Mike,
their promo is good.
No reason to say local.
Oh, that's right.
You could just say Channel 9.
But I was saying specifically because it's a local newscast that they're promoting here in Washington that starts at 7 o'clock.
So you're still doing it.
Well, on Channel 9's promoting this new newscast.
Yes.
It's not a network newscast.
So it's L word.
But you see,
it's local.
What I'm trying to
314 on WJFK.
Even if we were not on the network, I would say that because they're promoting their new local newscast, because that's exactly what it is.
I understand.
That's why I said that.
But then you also never.
But I did say something more than I needed to say.
Never mind.
But you know, he mentions American University in the promo, which I thought was kind of cool.
I know. I'm surprised.
Another, you know how I get excited about the guys that I went to school with that became legitimate, you know, that went legit, you know, like Tony Perkins and Derek McGinty, and he's in his promo, he says the reason we have that is nobody gets home, which is the truth. Nobody gets home in Washington at 5 or 6 o'clock. They get home at 7 o'clock at night. Not because they don't leave at 3:30,
right.
But because that's the traffic.
Right.
So you got the kids that are going to... I don't know.
Anyway, I believe what you're saying. This is going to be a mess downtown.
Yeah, that's kind of what my point is.
And then it's going to be a mess out, the other way going by the stadium to get wherever it is. But we're diving right into it tonight. And we have Joe down there on the mall with all the idiots with a bullhorn, and Joe will be yelling at the idiots on our behalf. Now, would you?
This is all right. This is better than I know I made a comment before the show, and I'm just telling you that this is not bad.
I gave Mike some of my Diet Vanilla Coke stash today because, shock, Mike is without his beverage. He only asks for the same thing every day.
Yeah, just a Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke.
Not one to be found anywhere in the building.
Right.
So, desperate times call for brave
and this,
old steps.
This grows on you. It's very refreshing. It's very quenching.
And I said to Rob, get him one of mine. Go up to the refrigerator. He's my buddy. Give him one. And what does he say? He says, I'll try the syrup.
The cough medicine. I'll try that cough medicine.
Yeah, but now...
After a few sips, I only did a taste test with it. And it's actually quite tasty.
She's dug her fingernails into you, hasn't she? That mistress.
I'm a hooked.
That crazy mistress died in Vanilla Coke.
I'm a hooked now.
So yeah, we're going to the game tonight, and at some point, today we're too jam-packed. We have Paul the Poundstone coming in. We've still got the Jerry tapes to get to. We're truncated because of the game.
Right.
We want to get to Buzz's new show. But I just had a brain fart.
That's all.
I really was, I swear to God. I was going.
It had to be something.
No, I know what it was. I feel stupid. Well, hi. All
right,
the time I
right.
feel stupid.
As do I.
But it just clicked with me.
Huh.
And has this ever happened where you forget what you're going to say, then you remember it,
right.
And when you remember it, then you think, well, that wasn't really a great idea to begin with. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
But by that point, it's too late because you've already said it.
You're committed.
Now you have to go back and you have to say it.
Being stupid is better than being irrelevant.
Okay.
True.
If we have time today, but we won't have time because we have a shorter show and we have lots of crap to get in, we could take some bets about when we'll leave the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll leave before the end of the first half, if we'll leave.
It just depends on how bothered you are by lightning, damaging winds, and heavy rain. Is that the forecast for tonight? And a flood watch till 2 a.m. Other than that, it'll be fine.
So
look at the joy. Look at the glee.
Yeah.
Look at the pure joy. I fess up.
Okay. So anyway, make your bets right now.
Yeah.
I always say for at least the first half.
Right.
Even if they're getting killed, I always say for the first half. So what are your
feelings? I have no... I'll leave whenever you want to go. I mean, I'm with you on that.
What do you think, Rob?
2-minute warning of the first half.
Think that's when I'll bail?
Hmm.
What about if they're winning? What if...
Then maybe before that.
That's funny. When do you normally leave?
Third quarter. I'm a third quarter leaver. Yes. Unless it's a close game.
Okay.
But, again, it's a school night. It's a Monday night, Thursday night game thing. It's later than normal, so I reserve the option to leave.
You're not going
to...
I mean, you leave whenever you wish. I will simply be quietly...
Thank you.
Even if it was like the end of the first quarter, I would be quietly amused.
How funny would it be, though?
I'm going there for the whole opening.
Sure.
Thing,
you'd be very mad. But how funny would it be if I said, hey, I got to go take a squirt. I'll be right back.
And you left
and
me there?
Left and got in my car.
I'd kill you.
And drove home.
I'd kill you. I mean, I need
you'd
to
be like
ride.
Home Alone.
I know. Don't do that.
I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I don't care when you leave. I mean, but I'm not going to be... I won't be sitting... Well, I might be.
Where are we going? Come on!
I'm fine with whatever you wish. I'll get into the pool too. I'll say you're gonna leave at the beginning of the third quarter.
Okay. Well, and Buzz, you want action on this, or
I think you may stay through the third quarter.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance, depending on how festive you get. Actually,
I'm not gonna get that festive.
Because if the game sucks, I'm going to count on you to be the show. Right? I mean, we've been in that situation before.
Oh, you're going to get a show. You're going to get... I'm not going to go crazy, but you're going to get a... I'll get crazy enough to entertain you.
Am I going to go to things a lot of times, and I get very bored very easily,
sure.
And I go, oh, I got to get out of here.
Well, I mean, exactly. We've done, we've gone to concerts together where it's the exact same thing. I can't stand it.
But then sometimes Mike does that thing like that John Belushi thing to break the bottle over and go, hey, right. Yeah, come on, stay, have a party.
Usually it involves, I don't want to tip the hand, though. It usually involves an animated discussion with a person sitting close by.
And see, I'm waiting for you to get into the minds of the people that sit in in the section that I've had the seats
if
in.
If you see me start, you know, if we're walking to this, walking into the seats and I'm going, how are you?
And then I know
how are you?
And, you know, I'm happy that you're going. We're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to talk about it tomorrow on the show.
Exactly.
I'm happy my wife's not going because she really doesn't want to go, especially with the traffic and with the weather.
Right. She made a good call because the weather is going to be crappy.
But I have to tell you that last night we had, you know, we're still, and I'm going through still this dumb thing with my kid where I'm feeling bad because my kid's not around.
Sure.
Last night we
are
had...
Are you feeling relevant, though?
Pardon me?
Are you feeling relevant? Do you feel relevant as a human being?
What do you mean? Do I feel relevant?
I'm just wondering if you feel relevant.
Where's that coming from?
I
do you?
I'm irrelevant.
Do you feel relevant?
I'm irrelevant because I push people away. That's just something I wanted to share. I can't really go into a lot of detail, but I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say that I'm irrelevant.
Mike had lunch with his ex-wife today.
I'm irrelevant. I'm irrelevant because I push people away.
Hmm.
That's all I wanted to say. Hi.
You've never pushed me away.
I know.
Well, a couple of times. But it's always because I just wouldn't listen.
I know. Absolutely.
If anything, you've pulled me close to your breast.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I've never found you more relevant.
Thank you. And that's all I need from C. And Buzz?
Yes.
You've pushed me away, but I still find you relevant.
Thank you. That's good. That's all I needed. Mm-hmm. Now that I've said it, now I'm fine.
But why did you ask me? Because you really didn't.
I didn't ask you to ask you. I asked you just because I wanted to get this off my chest earlier.
Right, you were just fishing. Here I am ready to go down.
Right.
Go down to what for me is a highly personal defining moment in my life, and all you wanted to do was ask the rhetorical question of yourself.
You know, what
are you relevant?
I made the statement that I feel irrelevant, and then as opposed to someone who will be nameless saying, you're not irrelevant, it was explained to me why I'm irrelevant,
okay.
Which is not really what I was looking for. Mm. So see, and my pals here really,
listen,
that's all I got. You know, no. I mean, it's...
You got to stop listening to her.
Well, it gets me a little squirrely.
Right, you got to stop
it. I know.
It ain't healthy.
I know.
I mean, it's just
you're right.
Healthy.
You're right. You're absolutely
because
right.
Because now you know what's happening now. Now it's spilling over from the office onto the show. Because we had...
I think you know. You got a little flashback today, didn't you? My little manic energy thing that's going on here. I'm just glad there's like a game and fun tonight. I'm very, very glad. Need it.
See, now we can't leave early because now, I know you're feeling irrelevant and you have to be festive. So now the rules are reversed. Now I'll have to break the beer bottle on my head and say,
no, I'll be great.
Say, pick it up, pal. You're relevant.
No, I'll be
you're back. Mr. Relevant.
I'm actually looking forward to the car ride over. We're going to have a great time on the car ride over. I'll even sit in the back seat.
Really?
Yeah. Rob called shotgun, and that I'm a real big believer in that. He called shotgun yesterday, and it should be fun.
Hi, Charles.
I just wanted to add to your relevance that you did have the last pick in the draft yesterday.
So you would be Mr. Irrelevant.
Ah, see, I am Mr. Irrelevant.
Official.
So, listen, any other issues?
No, I'm done. I got all I needed. I got more. I got more than I needed. But.
Anybody? Because, I mean, I got my own issues, too.
And
I'm willing, more than willing, as always, to have this be an open discussion of everybody's issues.
Buzz, you okay?
Yeah, I feel somewhat irrelevant, but otherwise okay.
Rob?
I'm overworked.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm sorry. I do feel relevant.
I know you do. I know.
You do feel relevant.
How is it going? Is everything all right?
You're patronizing me, you son of a bitch.
You
son of a bitch.
I am not.
I got nothing here. I really got nothing. I just got something I'm just throwing out.
Well, I can't. You know, there are days that but I can't. The days that I'd like to do what you do occasionally, yeah. and certain times.
Well, you started.
Well, I really can't though. I can't.
Well, who forced you to sign that agreement?
I mean, did somebody have a gun to your
nobody
head?
Nobody did. No.
Okay, all right.
No.
So my, you know, I'm relevant.
I know you're relevant.
I'm relevant.
Good.
In many ways, I'm irrelevant. But I believe in this context, I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relevant because. My kid's gone, and I was feeling nutty about it. And last night, my wife insisted that we go out to dinner, and I didn't want to go out to dinner because,
right.
You know, I just like going home. But we went to dinner, and like I said, there's really nothing to the story except I believe for the first time since before we had a kid, we just had a normal night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where we didn't think about him, we talked about him, of course. But he wasn't the dominating force in everything that we did. We went out, we had a drink, we had dinner. We went home, and then this morning,
we didn't wake up until after 8 o'clock.
Wow. Which and is that, a miracle for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for us. Because, you know, I mean, and
I welcome that.
We got a grown-up kid, but even... But even when he got grown up, there were still some times that he had to wake up and
to be,
you
know, somewhere.
You get that thing going with your body clock going. You just wake up at 6 o'clock every morning, no matter what.
So is that the main reason that you've always had? I for whatever reason, I call them toddler hours. You get up at the
and then I did the morning show with Buzz. Yeah. You know, for years before that, and before I did with you, and you just get up and you get used to it, but. Listen, I'm telling you, this night I had last night with my wife, not once did she piss me off.
Good.
Not once I believed that I piss her off.
Excellent.
We had conversation, we drank, at one point she actually said, and this is a first from her now, that's it, I'm out of stuff. and that was a great moment because, you know, it's like all of a sudden, 18 years of having the kid around, we've never had a moment where it's just been, where she shuts up. And last night, finally...
So you just sat there and ate quietly?
Well, you know, then we just made little harmless conversation.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, she said, oh, gee, how come my entree's not out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is the catch of the day, and mine's not out yet. Mm-hmm. And I was loving the fact that we're out of stuff to talk about.
Are you going
to
be like the married couple now that when you're out, it goes beyond that, where you... Have you ever seen a couple?
We will not sit in silence. We will not sit in silence. But
the most noticeable thing in a restaurant is the couple that is in silence.
Understand what I'm saying. This goes from on my behalf as well as my wife's. When just the two of us have gone out, at least since my kid has been born, as far back as I can remember, it's always intense. It's always, she's telling me, the things that happened during the day and what she's got to do, and she's got all this stuff going on, and I tell her, well, no, I can top that because I work for the biggest dick in the world, and they're really screwing me around today, and boy, I'm hot about this today.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, we both met, and we chatted, and she said what she said, and I said what I said, and then, for the first time, I can't remember back before my son was born with her. I assume we were a happy couple because we're still married now.
It was different then.
But it was back then I didn't analyze things like I do now, but last night that one sparkling moment when she said, that's it, I'm out of stuff.
Your new life has begun.
And I said, great.
I think this is a tremendous optimistic sign.
And then it was just like, do you want me to call the waiter over because your food's not here? No, that's okay. Go ahead, eat your food. Now, I'll wait for you. No, go ahead, eat your food. Now, to some of you, this might sound like a typical moronic husband and wife behavior, but frankly, my wife and I have not had this type of do nothing, say nothing relationship for a while because it's always so effing frantic. And then we slept until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Very cool.
And that's
fantastic for you, and I think that... Right there is going to be very good for you that you get more sleep.
I told you I had nothing.
When people laugh at something that I meant,
I told you I
so
had
sincerely.
Nothing.
Sincerely, I meant that so sincerely.
I told you, just said Dick. The story was. Just
but I mean, really, I think that's important. I mean it. I mean it. Mean it. Mean it.
Well, I've always been able to get my sleep, but I got more sleep, and more importantly, so did she.
Right.
And then we woke up this morning, and now you know, knock on. Whatever disease plastic this is in this microphone. But when I got up this morning, again, for the first time in I don't know how long, when I came downstairs, I was not barraged with the, what are you going to do today? What are we going to do today? Are we going to go to Home Depot? Are we going to do this today? Are we going to do this weekend? What time are you going to the game tonight? Are you going to go with Mike tonight? Are you driving tonight? Do you have the parking pass tonight? I talked to my mom today. I'm going to some Sonia today. Did you see the Metro was shut down?
Well, she said the other day that she is a new person.
There was none of that.
She's completely non-stressed.
And I'll tell you why. Because the bitch slept until 8 o'clock. And I say that only in the nicest possible way. Because I love her with all my heart. But thank God, she was right about this crap with my son. That having him around, and the fact that she always would bug him about being a slob or being lazy, even though that's what all kids do, all boys do, it really was driving her crazy. And I do believe that if any time in the last, from 13 to 18... with my son, anytime in the last 5 years, if I would have done something to her, I believe a jury of my peers would have found me innocent.
Yes.
But now, fortunately for my wife, and I guess for our show, the thought has not passed my mind in
18, 19 hours now.
Well, that is wonderful news.
Just to somehow find a way to...
And I think it comes from her.
To push her off the chair or stop the car in the middle of the road and say, oh, look, there's an animal there. And then she gets out of the car, push her out of the car.
Smoke the tire.
No need for that now.
No, I've not had that. I've not had that thought.
That's great.
And we didn't have this. There was not even any sex involved. It was just, dare I say it,
good old-fashioned togetherness.
And this is it. This is probably, this bodes very well.
So I'm liking
it. So you two like each other.
I believe so.
And you like each
other. I mean, I know she likes me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I like her. I don't know. I'm not sure she likes me.
I think she likes you.
I think she does. It's a weird time for us.
Still adjusting, I'm sure.
You know, no kid around.
Right.
And man, do I miss him. You know, and the problem is because we have cell phones and everything, we still talk all the time.
Hello.
Hey, there she is.
Sweetie.
Do you find me relevant?
Do I find you relevant?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
I'm sorry, I was opening a drawer and I didn't hear the question. I'm not stalling for time.
Do you find me relevant?
I find you annoying and relevant, yes.
Annoying and relevant.
Well, now, see, this blows...
Kind of backhanded, but it's better than what I've gotten.
Here I am, just... I've just spent... I don't know. How long have we been on the air? 30 minutes? I've spent at least a third of that time talking about how last night we went out, we had that nice dinner, and then at one point you finally said the words I've been waiting for you to say my whole life. You said, I'm out. I got nothing else to say. That was. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember that at dinner?
I remember. I hated it. We were just looking at each other, because they dropped our dinner, my dinner, we had to sit there with extra time to look at each other, and it's like, okay.
I know, but think about it. Think about that moment.
I was racking my brains too. Don't think I wasn't trying.
No. That's a great moment in history.
No,
you don't see the enormity of the situation.
No, because you know, a lot of other people. That I would go out to dinner with, I'd be jabbering away the whole night. I'd have stuff.
See, that's the great thing about being married for 22 years is that you don't have to make the forced small talk.
People at other tables who sit there, couples that look like they have spent too long together,
and those people are never us because we always have highly animated discussions between the two of us. But last night, and I think it's a good sign with the boy. I was just saying. Mike, maybe I am irrelevant now.
I don't know. Maybe you're characterizing it in a different way than your wife might have characterized.
I thought it was a good thing that we went out to dinner.
I thought it was pathetic.
Oh, God. I did not expect this.
No.
I didn't expect this.
You know, someday you're going to hear this tape. Someday after I've killed you.
Oh, yeah. That's it. The 18 hours is passed.
You're going to hear this tape, and you're going to know. You're going to say, my God, he was saying wonderful things in the moments before he bludgeoned me to death.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was just on the phone. I blame myself. I mean,
you should. Let's get that on tape.
I just want to say it is nice to know that happily married, long-term married, separated, divorced, anyhow, that the issues still remain.
Yeah.
Issues still remain. It's men, it's women, ladies and gentlemen.
All I know is I'm happy that you said last night that when you said, that's it, I'm out.
The word she has used would be pathetic.
I use the word fantastic, brilliant, or orgasmic, fabulous, wonderful,
potato, potato, you know.
Yeah, semantics.
It's a great thing. I just think it's a great thing. And then how do you explain the fact, baby, how do you explain the fact that you and I slept in until 8 a.m. this morning?
Oh, that was great.
There you go.
See?
But that's got nothing to do with the other thing.
Well, sure it does. You know why? Because last night, think about
this. You had such a good time that you needed a little extra sack time.
That's right. Last night, we were relaxed. We went to dinner. Finally, all of those thoughts, some of them empty, some of them full in your head, that go right to your mouth and come out, they're all gone. They're all gone. No wonder you slept like a princess last night.
All right.
At approximately 8:59 last night, I'm surprised lightning didn't strike. Well, my wife said, that's it. I'm out of things to talk about. I think that this is a crowning achievement in our marriage.
Well, then I will try and nurture that little flicker of running out of things, of not
chatting. I mean, I've been feeling bad that it was a bad thing, that it made me boring. But I will encourage that trait in myself and oftentimes just have nothing in my head worth saying.
You know, really, as someone who has dined with your lovely wife, you know, when we've gone out in social situations, Frida is the kind of individual you want to have at a social gathering because she facilitates conversation.
She doesn't shut up.
I mean, I would rather have...
She just goes on,
I would rather have a Frida at a dinner party than have someone who... You know, just sits there. You know, that's so it's a good thing in a way.
Give me four or five dinners to get over this, and then you can take her out sometime.
So, I don't like the dead air, you know.
I don't either.
But listen, after you've lived with someone, as long as we've lived together, when they're virtually, when we go out, there is no dead air.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's a blessing.
Well,
I mean,
you know.
Think about it. Last night, we talked about my job, how crappy the syndication thing is. We talked about all the stuff you're doing that I know you don't want me to talk about on the radio, your career stuff. We talked about the boy. And then we reached that glorious moment. That's it. Now, the only thing that we have left of relevance to discuss, and there's the word, is where your food is. And we found the answer. They dropped it on the floor. They dropped your piece of fish on the floor.
I know, and that was another reason. My blood sugar was low. I just couldn't get it worked up to think.
Okay. That's what it is.
Well, listen, whatever it was.
Was it after they dropped her food that she said she was out? Is that when you said you were out, Frida?
It was in the stall as we were waiting for my food. And plus, you got to remember, we just spent so many weeks together.
Yeah, 2 weeks together, just she and I. No boy around in the bar.
Just the two of us. And we really have run the gamut of things. I would have to become an astronaut to get a whole new topic of things to talk about. I'm done.
Darling, but we talk about them all. Now, don't we? Come on, give me some slack on this. Besides the work stuff that I know you don't like talking about, we've talked about all that other stuff. You're the guy that was blind for 40 years and now he can see. Darling,
well,
who got out the binocs and showed you Mars?
Oh, no, I saw Mars before you did, but you showed me that you found it, too. I would have been looking at it for nights.
Well, I'm running out of stuff to talk to you about now. Anyway, I love you, and I'm very glad that last night we had such a nice night together.
I'll look on it as a good thing, then.
I think it's a good thing.
I was thinking we were one of those couples that sit at restaurants who don't say a word.
Honey, it's the first... Listen, for the first time in 18 years, you finally said, I've got nothing else to say. I loved it.
Okay, well, I'm done now, too.
Great, so am I. I love you. I'll see you.
Okay, goodbye, CP. Love
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, she might not have looked at it the same way you did.
No, I think when she looks back in retrospect, she'll see what a breakthrough moment it was in our relationship,
mm-hmm.
in our relevant relationship.
Might want to remember the words low blood sugar.
Right. Yes, that's right, Buzz. Fix her diet. And then I was feeling so happy. I got home and I said, she didn't care for this when we got home, and I said, I just came in. This is a funny gag. It really stinks, but I was just so happy we got home and like we didn't have this bothersome conversation. I said, how about from now on, whenever each of us refers to either Ben Affleck or Jennifer Lopez, and I wrote this down, we call them Benifer Jalek. And she said, hey, you're mental. And I said, no, from now on...
I'm with her there.
From now on, if you want to talk about either in this house, either Ben Affleck or Jennifer Lopez, we call them Benifer Jalek. I said, don't you think that's funny? She said, not really. I said, I think it's funny. I'm going to write it down. That's how funny I think it is.
Big F.
So, yeah, I wrote it down.
What is it?
Benifer Jalek.
Benifer Jalek?
Then I wrote funny, question mark.
Or Benifer Jafleck?
No, but see,
it's got to be J.
It's got to be Jalek.
It's J-Lo.
Jalek. So it's Benifer Jalek.
Right.
Let me say that I wrote down. It was funny last night, but I wasn't drunk or anything last night.
Right.
You know,
I should have been.
I was high on life last night.
Yeah.
Why should you have been drunk?
No, I just, you know, the whole relevance issue.
Yeah.
As I was talking to my friends, the four W's.
They are?
The four walls.
When you thought
I was talking to my four walls in my bedroom.
With your empty bulb?
My naked bulb. Talking to my four walls. As I turned the TV off and just looked at the four walls.
When you thought Benifer was funny, how was your blood sugar?
Oh.
Fine. Okay.
It was fine.
Benifer Jalek?
All right. Listen,
How about Benifer? What is it?
I'll cop to this. I didn't come to the show with a lot prepared today. All right. We have a very short
Benifer
show.
Benifer Jalek.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Benifer Jalek.
Oh, I wrote better for Jay Leck. So it should be Jay Fleck?
Because it's Affleck, yeah.
So you think...
So you want the F in there.
So better for Jay Fleck... Better for Jay Fleck, funny.
Right.
No? Okay.
No, it's clever. Thanks. It is clever.
Very Thanks. Clever, boys.
Thanks. I'm working on it, Mike.
I understand.
I'm working on being relevant.
You're working on being relevant.
Trying to be funny.
I'm trying to build up the relevancy of my life.
Be a good guy. It's 3:39 at WJFK.
And I thank you all for your relevant comments.
Oh, well, no.
It meant a lot.
You're relevant.
We're here. I'm trying. Hey, you know, you go through moments of not feeling relevant.
And consider this: much as I was happy with my wife, there's never been a moment with you where I've waited for you to say, "That's it, I'm out."
No, I have a different responsibility
because you're never out.
I mean,
even off the radio,
I'm never out.
You're never out.
No, I'm never out. That's hey, and they, you know, and that works. I gotta never be out.
That's what makes you relevant.
Thank you, Buzz.
There you go.
I feel much better now.
So you feel good now.
And I'm actually really excited about this whole game thing.
So we'll go to the game. We'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
We'll see how long it takes us to run out of stuff to talk about. That's the difference. When you're with, I don't want to use the word friend. Because
yeah, you don't.
When you're with the guys.
Yeah, you don't need
that. And both Rob and Mike coming down with me tonight. Mm-hmm. That's like one of those clown cars at the circus.
Yeah, that'll be festive. And then, but you know, when you're running, when you're one-on-one, it doesn't matter.
Right. So anyway, I think I'll keep her. That's
good news.
Excellent. That's the motto of today's sermon. Kids, I think I'll keep her. And that's it. And we're going to the game tonight, and traffic will be horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any way, those of you, I think we'll be taking the Wilson Bridge way, any way that any of you could possibly give us that DJ exemption.
Yeah, let us go in the emergency lane the entire way to FedEx Field.
If you don't mind.
The easiest thing might be anyone within the sound of your voice, just stay to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once the Escalade goes by, you know, use all the lanes.
Hello, Don and Mike. We got a break here. Hello, WJFK. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Your ex, she's the irrelevant one because I got over your divorce very quickly. But if you left the show, I would have been crushed for decades.
That's sweet of you, and I from the bottom of my heart, that is a very
you are the you are the cookies in my milky cookies in the afternoon.
Thank you.
All right, my brother.
Thank you.
From a different
friend. That's a friend right there.
That's right.
That's right.
Nice to know that there are friends out there. The great anonymous.
WJFK. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, it's Jennifer Lofleck.
Okay,
now I'm sorry.
Jennifer Lofleck. It's Lopez. It's not.
I know it's
J Lo.
But you are combining the Affleck. Well, that.
I'm right.
Better for
Lofleck.
Well, everybody.
Better for Lofleck.
How about y'all give me
yes.
That's it. He might have it.
I'm
right.
But just give me this.
Yeah.
Bennifer is funny.
Bennifer is
very funny.
Funny.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah.
Bennifer Lofleck.
I can't stop laughing.
Thank you. Yeah, see, Bennifer funny.
Yeah, okay. Bennifer Lofleck.
Then I'll take some help on the last name. Bennifer
Lofleck.
Lofleck.
There we go.
Right. You know, honed and refined.
Now I'm laughing. There you go. Now, right, now you're laughing, Rob. Okay.
And then you would have, would it be, no. Okay. Ben Joplez?
No.
No,
just Bennifer.
Joplez.
That, I feel strong about that
you,
part of the
can't
material.
You top Bennifer.
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 Bennifer equals funny.
Right.
That's laughs.
Bennifer Lofleck.
Not Gingerman?
Hello. Hello, WJFK, Don and Mike. Hello, JFK, hi.
Hey, yeah, is Mike there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Mike, hey, are you up on the Boston Red Sox back in the 60s when they were in the World Series?
Yeah, against the St. Louis Cardinals, 1967.
Yeah, yeah, hey, my brother-in-law is Jim Lombard.
God, that's huge. I know, yeah, that, you know, no one in this room is responding to this,
no,
but for me,
Mike, no, I know.
Do you remember that name? That's a big name.
I know who he is. He was one of the first major leaguers to come out of the closet. One of the first major leaguers to admit that.
You know, he was dreaming.
That he pitches and catches.
Is your sister a hottie? Was she a hottie?
My sister?
Yeah, I mean, he's married to your sister, right?
Well,
that's a good question. How hot is your sister?
Wait a minute. You said he's your brother-in-law, right?
Right, exactly. He is married to my wife's sister.
He's married to your wife's sister?
Okay. Yes.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That still makes him my brother-in-law. But
is your wife a hottie?
Of course.
About your wife's sister?
What about your wife's sister?
Well, she's getting up there. She's getting longer than the tooth, but she's...
How old would Jim Lombard be now?
He's about 61 or 62.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, he's a dentist now up in Boston, right outside of Boston.
Shouldn't have given that information because, you know, the authorities are going to be all over him now because God knows he's got the anesthesia.
Yeah.
He's got men in the chair to begin with.
Oh, you are sick.
Well, you have to realize any Boston Red Sox player from their history that is mentioned on this show, Dom will accuse of being gay.
No,
we had a picture of Jim Lombard because he's a pretty man.
See,
he's a great guy. They called him Gentleman Jim.
Gentleman Jim.
Well, of course they did.
You better cut your losses,
well,
sir.
Wink, thank wink. You. Hey, wait, listen, really, we got a break. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We'll be right back. It's
Gentleman Jim.
3:45. Don and Mike show on 106 points.
How are you?
No, you say it, Rob.
Jism Jim.
Jism Jim.
There, too. Yeah.
And, you know, when he threw that split finger fastball, you never knew what kind of muster he had on that baby. You know, more than one guy said, I cannot hit that ball.
Gentleman Jim.
Be right back. Oh, negative on that. Sorry. Robbie, you should know. We don't have a new contest record, right?
I thought you would do $100.
Nah. Now we're truncated today.
Understood.
We're truncated, so sorry.
But no prizes.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everybody. I hope that doesn't make our listenership go down.
The prize is a great show.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
WJFK.
And that was 3:46, the aforementioned traffic. At 3:56, here's what Buzz gave me. More rain tonight. Low 62. Tomorrow, when there's nothing going on, sunny with a high of 80.
Very good.
Buzz, it fell down. It's icy. It's 74.
WKFK.
You have to think of the audience as a child.
Oh, yes.
That you're in charge of.
Right.
And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Uh-huh.
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, WKFK.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry, you arrogant hump.
No stinky poon. The Don and Mike Show.
You're back on WJFK 106.7. Elsewhere. And I don't know how this has worked out. Maybe we should do a 3-hour show every day.
Okay.
Because...
Done.
I'm just throwing it out, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because somehow Rob has figured out that we're playing less commercials doing a 3-hour show than if we did a 4-hour show.
Well, that would be logical.
No, not really, because, well, I can't get into it as to why it appeared, you know. I got my thing written out here, and I said to Rob, wow, we're going to be running way late today. And Rob said, no, we have plenty of time.
To simplify, what it is that they only schedule one commercial break in our first hour, because our first break is always long.
Mm-hmm.
So they schedule three in our last hour. We're not doing our last hour.
All right, so why rush? Why rush? We could have continued the entire relevancy thing, Mike.
Yes, we could have, but there are more important things to discuss.
Right, now for the first time of the year, and he'll be joining us every week. I don't know if anybody's hip, Sonny, to that. If you get what he's told him yet? He's going to be back on the show. Joining us live from FedEx Field here is the great Sonny Jurgensen. Hi, Sonny.
How you doing?
Hey, Sonny. Long time no chat. How are you?
Pretty good.
So
anxious, excited about what's getting ready to go on.
Yeah. Right. Sonny, this whole big deal the last 3 days, I think, you know, my opinion, the stuff downtown has been hooey. I think the game tonight will be great. What's your take on all the junk downtown and what's happening at the stadium now?
Oh, I think it's great. They did it in New York last year, and they're doing it here this year. And I think it's good. I like what the people downtown will be able to watch the game. I just hope the weather cooperates a little bit and gives us an opportunity to enjoy it.
to be the Redskins and the Jets tonight, and who does better if it's a mud bowl? Who's gonna come out on the short end of the stick if it's muddy?
You.
Mike, I'd have to think that the Jets have they have an inside running Curtis Martin, a man that's eight straight years has gone over 1,000 yards. He's a plugger, and the Redskins do not have that. They had one. They got rid of Steven Davis. Now they have Trump candidate, and he's one of these speedsters that is going to hit the home runs, but if it just comes down to just plugging in the rain, you'd have to say that it's in favor of the Jets. The Redskins were kind of built on being more speed, the fast team, like the Rams, and I don't think it really plays into their favor at all.
Hey, Sonny, you want to know something funny? I don't know if you've heard it here from the radio station at WJFK. They named Allen the permanent general manager.
They did? Well, that's very good.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's not a joke.
I know, it sounds like it's a joke, like you're waiting for me to come in today with that.
Knowing you, I was expecting something.
but he got the job, and I think he's going to be at the game tonight with some of the muckety-mucks. Would there be any way, I'm sure when he comes down to the broadcast booth with these guys.
No, he can't get in. He cannot come in the booth.
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go.
Good for you.
I don't go walking in his office, do I?
Yeah.
This is our office here.
There you go.
That's it. Way to go.
Out of our workplace. I'm going to tell you, this is a true story. We were with another radio station.
Which one,
NAM?
Was it MAL team. Or team? Oh, team.
It was
okay.
Team.
Boom.
All right.
And the owner used to come down to the box. And every time he came in the box, the Redskins lost. And we no longer.
Oh, that's good.
Come
that's
in
a,
the box.
That's a good rule.
Kicked him out of the box and said, no. He'd come to the door and said, just want to say hello. And we said, no, don't come in here.
Good policy.
We wouldn't let him in.
Hey, would that man's first name start with a B?
No, it was started with Mitch Rails.
And, Sonny, do you miss Jim McClure? Not having him up there?
Yes, we really did.
Really?
Jim was great, yeah. Yep. We finally broke him in where we got him to do what we wanted to do.
Right.
And we miss him. I've got him on my speed dial, and I call him by mistake every once in a while.
Yeah.
Sonny, this is terribly inside, but I have to ask this. How awkward is it in the broadcast? You did the stuff with George on TV. So you've not been over on the radio side. This is the first game just on radio. When there's the handoff between Larry and Frank, Larry who does the pregame show and Frank who does the game,
right?
Because there had been that stuff, those rumors on the internet and stuff saying that, that Larry was going to take Frank's place.
Right.
And nobody's ever spoken about this, but I'll speak about it because, and they asked me, I said, you don't break up Sonny, Sam, and Frank. Right. But, they don't ask me. They don't ask me pretty much about anything, and no matter what I tell them, it doesn't matter. But it's,
hey, buddy, that's between me and Larry. Why don't you just butt out and mind your own business?
Ah, the walls have ears.
Look who's there.
Hey, Frank Herzog.
Hey, Frank, now, Frank, how nutty was it? I'll just ask you. When you walked into that broadcast booth and you got to change it, Larry's walking by one way and you're walking by the other way, and you didn't put that stuff out there, and Larry didn't put that stuff out there, but that stuff's out there. Did you do anything? Did you push it?
So tell me who did put that stuff out there.
It was us, Frank.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did.
You
guys? Yeah, we were responsible for it.
No. Well, I want to thank you because you got me free lunch at the Palm with Alan.
He just groveled
like crazy. Yeah. It was amazing.
We don't know who put it out there, but that first time, was it awkward at any point? Frank, just tell me, did you turn around to Larry at any point just and say, hey, I've got the job?
Or just,
I've always
no, had, just look at him and say, hey, schmuck.
Get out of my chair.
Get out of my chair. Stop practicing. Hey, Frank, if those rumors ever exist again, I want you to know one thing. We have pictures of Larry, so don't worry about it, okay? don't worry at all.
That's another reason why I like you, Mike.
All right, boys. No, Larry, hey, look, Larry's a pro, and I hope I'm a pro. That stuff goes on like that. Everybody in town wants this job they have for 25 years. More power to them.
Amen. Well,
you all have pictures of Alan, too?
Oh, Sonny, do we?
Oh, they're the best. Absolutely.
And now we don't know what we're going to do with all the pictures of Ken.
That's right. They're not relevant anymore.
Those are worthless. So, Sonny, what's your prediction tonight?
Your real prediction, not your on TV with George prediction.
Why is that different?
We like to get our own prediction from you.
Because when you're on with George... Well, no, I take it back. I have seen you on George's show when you pick other teams sometimes.
I have, yeah. I think that, I was talking with Dan Snyder about this. I said, you know, this is a big game for you. I mean, you spent $27 million on bonuses for these guys you get from the Jets. So you have to win this game. Have to win this game. It doesn't look good,
right,
but what you did.
Yeah.
So
who are you?
I think his team is ready to play. I think it all comes down to the quarterback. I think it comes down to it. It really is. I think Steve Spurrier has to gradually get into this game with, 10 or 15 plays with Patrick Ramsey. Don't give him too much. Don't try to get it, force it downfield early in the game. You don't want him to suffer any adversity early. You want to make it easy for him. All coaches do that, you know. Let's throw a little out pattern. Let's throw a little back out of the backfield thing. You have to get him into the game that way to get his, way he feels comfortable with what he's doing.
You do with him what we do with, Buzz, turn your head for a second.
All right.
You do with him what we do with Buzz, which is you give him a bunch of simple tasks,
easy stories to read, no big words,
to build up his confidence.
To build up his confidence. By the fourth or fifth story, we give him a really challenging word.
Well, that is the way you go about this.
All right, Buzz, you can join us again.
Okay.
That is something that Steve's going to have to do in this game. Right. He's going to have to start that way. Now, on the other side of the ball, they don't have to do that with a guy that's played,
Right.
He was playing when I played.
Vinny Testaverde.
Who do you think? So I think that if the Redskins come out and play that way, I think their defense will play fine. And I think they've been looking forward to this, and they've been criticized. They have this weak link. Can they stop the run? I think they will do a good job there. I think it's going to come down to the coach and the quarterback tonight.
And who do you think is going to win?
It's the Redskins at home. This is a big advantage playing. I was just telling the guys that the Jets must not have any pull in the NFL office in New York because they've been in business 40 years, and 32 of those years they've opened on the road. So they don't get any home field advantage at all starting the season.
Well, who do you think is going to win?
I think the Redskins will win.
Redskins!
It'll be a close game. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a close game.
Because it is warmer than usual, for football weather, it's certainly going to be warm this evening, a little humid. Will Sam be wearing a tank top this evening?
Sam, he usually wears it for opening game. He wears his muumuu.
All right, Sonny, thanks. We'll talk to you during the season. Great talking to you.
Okay, nice.
Bye, Sonny.
Bye-bye. There's Sonny Jurgensen.
With Frank eavesdropping.
Right. With Frank there.
Yeah, hold on a second there.
And, you
just wait a minute.
I'd like to think that I'm friends with Larry, and I think I'm acquaintances with all those guys.
Right.
And I'm not trying to start anything, but that was a behind-the-scenes thing that had got started, I think, on DCRTV.com, like back in July when they had a big picture of Larry's face there, and it said, Larry will be replacing Frank as the play-by-play guy. And I was just wondering, because I know that Frank, it had to be hip to that by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at Channel 9 or somewhere had to say, hey, dude, look, it says that this other guy is going to get your job. So I'm wondering, how awkward it is for Larry, because now Larry's still doing the pregame show.
Larry doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would be awkward. You know what I mean? He goes through life with that, am I the only one? Hi there.
And here's why.
Yes, I mean, even when you see Larry in the hallway, it's the same way.
And don't forget about, and I mean this in a positive way, Larry's slime ball factor. He is a vice president of some type at this company.
Yeah. Great to see you, Frank.
To climb that level,
you've got to be slippery.
Of the ladder, you got to be able to just lay it on.
I mean, he's got like a coating of Astroglide on him.
And that was reinforced when he voiced that boxing video game.
Welcome to Caesar's Palace.
Am I the only one who thinks he's going to take a punch?
Yeah, and he's, of course, here in... Oh, I don't have to say that anymore.
All right, everybody knows he's here.
Yeah, he's here.
He'll be on tonight.
Everybody
knows. He'll be on tonight.
He's here.
You.
Hey, old habits, hard to break.
You, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to buy you a copy of that song, and the next time you talk to... Miss Relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to listen to that song.
Okay.
Hard Habit to Break.
Hard Habit to Break.
By Chicago. It's a light rock favorite, Mike, that I think could pick you up.
Yeah.
Get you through the day.
Yeah. Heffy back with that is Heffy back with that six pack yet?
All right. I don't want you listening to stuff like You're the Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, What a Big Surprise.
Right. Or I Will Always Love You.
No, I'm thinking just Chicago song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If You Leave Me Now, You'll Take Away the Biggest Part of Me. If You Leave Me Now. When that record was out, I always wanted to say, my penis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But back in the day, you couldn't say penis.
Now you can say it all the time.
And I certainly don't want you listening to Santana, especially Black Magic Woman.
Okay? Why not?
And I don't want you listening to You Gotta Change Your Evil Ways, Baby.
You gotta change your evil ways.
Because you're very relevant, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or just hang up.
You can do that, too.
I think... Now, I don't know if the phones are being screened. Oh, I know what it is. It's Charlie on the phones today because Joe's downtown.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike, JFK.
Hi, guys. I got to say, I'm calling from Reno. The JFK signal is coming through great out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got a wonderful thing going. And, you know, when you do the traffic reports, you got to do Interstate 80 and 395.
Now, I don't know if you're trying to help or you're trying to bust balls or if you're just... Mm-hmm. Trying to be funny.
I'm glad you're still on. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, you know,
but we enjoy you out here, and we're glad to have you.
No need to worry about it, and as we've said time and time again, we'll let you know as soon as we know.
We know nothing.
Got it.
We've gone through another entire day with
nothing.
We have the relationship now with our agents and with the people at this company, like I had with my wife at dinner last night.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen today.
Nobody's got anything to say.
TV boys coming to town. Nothing's going to happen.
Right. Mr. O'Reilly is coming to town, so everybody's got to go down and get their lip balm ready so they can go to the stadium tonight and kiss his big white ass. You know. Oh, thank you. Thank you for saving Westwood One. Thank you for saving an...
It gives a new meaning to spin zone, huh?
Stopped it, Mike. Stopped it. Caught myself right there. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Caught it. Look at that. Caught it.
Good job.
That's a web gem.
That's pro.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike about, now that they're just on JFK, if they're going to get any chance of doing a webcast on that new website.
Well, listen, first off, let me tell you that we're still on a network.
Okay.
And you don't know you're talking to us, so you're really, really dumb. And it doesn't matter if we're just on WJFK or on a bunch of stations, we're still owned by Infinity, and our show, as far as I can tell, will never be broadcast on the Internet.
And the same hilarity will ensue every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you guys rock, so I'm just going to hang up. Take it easy.
Thank you. I like somebody who accepts their medicine and moves on.
Good move. Thank you. I'm going to just move on. You guys rock. Hello, JFK, Don and Mike. Hello.
I just got to see you guys. You guys are the best, man. It's back. You're back on in Burlington, Vermont. It's freaking awesome.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say.
We missed the 3 or 4 days. We didn't have you guys, and you guys were on vacation. And it's just great to have you back on here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game tonight, guys.
Nice talking to you. Thanks. Now, Rob, why are you shaking your head? Rob, the guy could not have been nicer, yeah. The guy that just called.
True.
I didn't care for his tone. I'm sorry. I mean, I can't apologize for my feelings.
I'm going to take the front seat.
Hello.
Oh.
106.7, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, if you guys ever...
He was not happy.
Now, that's a good call.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
He said if we ever go off in Sacramento, he'll just S.
Kind of happening.
He'll just effing S.
Didn't take too long.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi there, and Mike. We're both here. Please, you got to say and Mike, because today Mike is
so
feeling irrelevant.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, F you.
Mike, I'm sorry.
No, you're
sorry. I was sitting in my car, and my hands were busy, but just a quick couple of things. One, I love you guys, and I think Buzz's picture on the website, he is such a hot-looking guy for,
I want you to know that Mike is mouthing F you to you right now.
Hey, I saw Mike's latest picture, and he has lost some weight, so he's looking quite handsome himself.
I don't believe you.
No, you really do. That picture on our website? Yeah, well,
Lisa took of me when I came in, like, after being out till 3 o'clock in the morning, and Lisa says, you have time for a picture?
But my favorite place, that the last haircut you had was a little bit Elvis, you know, a little bit Elvis style, so.
Okay, goodbye.
Wow. Okay,
Connie.
Really glad she got through. She
met well. Word of the day is Connie. Cunny, well-meaning Cunny.
I said to Lisa, the pictures should be when I come in here when I haven't been out the night before. And 2.5 months ago, that happened. And I wish to God that she had been able to get that
mystery. WJFK. Hello, Donovan.
Hello, man.
You know what? The first guy was funny.
I think it was the same guy.
No, saw the caller ID.
Really?
Different guy.
Sounded like the same guy.
Different guy.
Well, he probably heard the other guy on hold.
Yeah, well, no, I think it was a new call. Or maybe you're right. Or maybe it was.
I might be wrong.
I could be wrong, too. I don't know. Hello, WJFK.
You know one great thing about this whole thing that's happened with us now is that
we're like Lester Burnham now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't care.
Nothing but
we're
looking for a job with as little responsibility as possible.
I think we're doing pretty good shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it shows. Because I think we don't give. And I'd say the word if we couldn't be deleted. But
can I have an orange soda, please?
We just don't give an ass. We just don't give an ass.
That's a good thing. Really?
No, it's a great thing, Buzz.
Yeah.
That's care. What you think.
Oh, when he's exercising. All right.
But who's going to go out and buy the Pontiac?
Ah, somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to make that. See, that's a big step.
Hello, JFK.
How about you buy the Pontiac and I'll throw the asparagus against the wall?
Hello. Hello there. Which one of us on the wrong line? Which one of us gets hit on by the Marine next door?
Oh, that's tough.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're
doing
great.
Hi. I just found you guys up here in Carlisle about a month ago. You guys are awesome. But are you guys going to stay up in this channel, or are you guys going to be just going into D.C. area exclusively, or is that all done with?
We don't know. We don't know. I mean, really, we're not trying to jerk around anybody that listens to us outside the D.C. metro area on WJFK, where it's 415. We're not. We don't know.
We're waiting, and we're waiting to find out what the future holds.
Well, I guess the affiliate. I get York up here.
Of all the stations that we're on and that we've been on, I think we're all agreeing the Carlisle channel is our favorite one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's York, actually.
Or the York channel. But I believe you said the Carlisle channel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
What can I say?
Nothing. Not a thing.
And just keep listening and we'll let you know.
All right, thanks, guys.
Either you'll keep hearing the show like it is, or one day you'll turn it on and there will be another, Sean Limbaugh.
Hey, you guys were back on Wednesday, right? They ran a rerun of you guys Wednesday.
No, we were back yesterday.
No, Tuesday, I'm sorry. It was Tuesday.
Yes,
it was a rerun.
Tuesday was the best stuff, right?
You are right.
All right.
This is tedious.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys are cool.
Thank you. We know. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's the new...
It's the Lester Burnham.
It's the new me. I know. Right. We're fantastic. We're hilarious.
Thank you.
We're a friggin' riot to listen to every day. You know what we are? We're absolute guaranteed entertainment. You get in your car, you know that until you get home, things are going to be okay. Because we're here taking care of you.
Got that right, Mr. Smarty Man?
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey. Good to hear you guys down here in Lafayette, Louisiana. We was afraid we was going to lose you.
Oh, and we is so afraid that we is going to lose you. I can't tell you. We is losing sleep over this.
Look, I think the reason Don finally found such peace last night is the calming effect that WJFK Love Boat has a captain again.
You mean you think that Don's calm evening with his wife would be attributed to the final naming of Alan Limelon as general manager?
Exactly.
Give me that one again. Give me that line again. That's a good one.
The calming effect that WJFK Love Boat has a captain again?
See, it's been like Gopher's been in charge and the captain's just been down kissing the passenger's butt, but...
I turned our mics off now.
Hello?
Yeah. Not, are you saying you're not completely tracking with this guy's stream of consciousness?
No, I'm not.
You don't think
I track with my
should refer to Alan as Captain, my Captain.
My stream of consciousness, your stream of consciousness, mm-hmm. his and his. Other than that,
he's gone.
Oh, now. Rude. He's gone. Oh, Buzz, it wasn't rude. It was totally called for.
I thought it was a hell of a point.
And again, let me just say, hats off to the Lafayette Channel.
The Lafayette Channel, the Carlisle Channel, our favorite channel.
Our channel, our favorite channel is 106.7. 418 will be right back.
WJFK.
Richard Hayden.
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
249-5678.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm. WJFK.
Washington. Our number is 877-365-3636. You can also call 1-800-636-1067. Or try our secret double-secret Washington, D.C. number, 202-422-1067. But please, don't call us.
Say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Right, right.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Dad. We're joined by Paula Poundstone, who's right on time. Frankly, we didn't think she'd be here now. Hi.
I'm known for my promptness.
That's good.
How are you? Yeah, because of stupid football traffic.
That's crazy today.
And I hate football.
Hold on, Paula, one second, if you don't mind. Just... You have an ego. You can understand where I'm coming from on this.
We have a little business to take care of.
I got to call the front desk. You probably didn't notice this. You rushed past the front desk to get here. 4:30, incidentally, and Paula Poundstone on time.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. This is Don from Don and Mike.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that just walked by you a couple of seconds ago, you couldn't have missed me. Stunningly handsome. Chiseled like a rock. You know, and I've got that aura about me that says this guy's... This guy's happening.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you know, I work here at WJFK, and if you turn around, you'll notice there's a big logo behind you.
Yes.
Can you tell me what that says?
It says 106.7 FM, WJFK.
Okay. Then, this is just coming from me now. I would appreciate it if, when you're working at the front desk of this radio station, that you listen to this radio station.
Okay.
Because it kind of pisses me off to go out to the lobby of the radio station that we're broadcasting on.
Hearing something else?
And you're, I don't know, what are you listening to? PGC or smooth jazz or something?
PGC.
Yeah. Right.
She was listening to another radio station right here on the ground?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It's just a little pet peeve we have. You can understand that.
I can't even believe they have the liberty to turn the dial.
I know. And, well, it's a rule that we need to implement once in a while.
Anyway, we don't care if you hate us. Just don't listen to the radio if you don't want to listen to it.
As a matter of fact, are you in the process of turning it to 106.7 right now?
Actually, I have another call.
You have another call? Well, you want to take care of that radio before you take care of the call.
Okay.
All right. Then we'd like to hear it, please.
Okay.
Turn the dial to 106.7.
And you might want to turn it up a little louder than you have the other radio station.
Okay.
Well, right. You are so good with her.
Thank you.
We're trying, Paula.
Thank you.
We're trying. Every day around here tries our patience.
Absolutely.
So you walked in and you heard a different radio station playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just went out to go to the bathroom, wash my hands, get ready to greet you. And I come back
can
and...
Can you hold on, please?
No, did you change the station?
Did you change the station yet? Change the station now! No.
Are you a temp?
No, actually I'm HR.
HR, that is...
Human resources.
Puffin stuff.
Human resources.
HR puffin stuff.
Excuse me, my body of knowledge.
It's witchy poo.
Listen, human resource, change the station.
Thank you.
And I will not take that as a response. Your human resource. You know what I am? BD. Big dick. Really, I am.
Are they allowed to say that?
Yes.
Are they allowed to say that on the air?
I'm not talking about my
general. Not exactly referring to a specific part
just
of the
generally
body.
Known around the station
I didn't know that.
I think we did some good.
It's certainly not on the poster or in the call letters.
I'm a dick.
Now, you pointed out that it was years ago that happened.
And
we did the same thing. Mm-hmm. That somebody was listening years and years ago to another radio station.
When we walked out during our commercial set, and they were listening to another station.
So now there's a pattern of this. Right.
Yes.
And yet you're not taking it personally?
It might be one decade ago, but I mean, it's the goddamn pattern.
It wasn't 4 years ago that you had to reprimand Bretta.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We're listening Bretta. To Q107.
Yes.
Who was Bretta?
Well, problems.
She's
Bretta no longer with us?
She came out of my stool.
No longer with us.
Really?
Bretta's not here. Hi, Charlie.
She took Donna's place, the Englister.
Oh, that's the position.
Acusia.
Well, you know what? All the better then. She's got a significant position here at the radio station, we might as well establish it.
Just turn the damn dial on to 106.
But also, I don't think it was her fault. The person who she took their job from today, because they're directing traffic at the parking lot, that's what she listens to.
You mean Colette does that?
Yes.
Well, I've never been aware of Colette.
Nor have I.
Colette was our friend.
Right.
Charlie, why don't we just take the radio out of the area?
Absolutely.
Would you bring the radio in here?
We've got a monitor up there.
So you're taking.
We don't have a monitor at the front desk?
Punitive measures.
Yes. What's that?
These are extremely punitive measures.
Not nearly enough.
Let's just move into the benefit of the doubt area.
No.
It may well be that she was trying to increase the volume.
I need a hammer.
And inadvertently turned the tuning dial.
No, a real.
I mean, you.
Rob, not the sound of that. I need a real
hammer. No, we need a real hammer. And not MC hammer.
I said hammer, so I set off the hammer alarm. But really, that.
Click, 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 click.
Really go get a hammer. Here's
is he bringing the radio? This is Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone.
Hey, how are you?
Comedian.
Going to be at the improv.
I feel so lucky that I didn't have like a transistor on when I came in or something, like our headset with like a Walkman.
You know, you understand, don't you? I mean, it's where we work and all that.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. I think you're going to find this is a very friendly environment despite what you may have already encountered in the last 5 minutes here.
No, but you know, you have to work things out as a corporation, you know. What's she? A whistleblower of some sort?
No.
Is that why you came down so hard on her?
It's one of our issues.
It's ego.
Has there been insider trading?
Yeah, you walk past the front desk. It's the radio station we work at. She's looking at another station.
And you walk into a McDonald's, and you don't see the person that's cashing you out as you get your McDLT eating a Whopper. It doesn't happen.
Right.
And the manager would probably get upset, and probably the person that's working the French fry machine, who's the star employee, would probably be very...
You'd be going back in time because the McDLT has been dead for years.
Oh, man, you are dating yourself your McDLT.
I thought I dated myself with Witchy Poo.
Yeah, no, I was going to say my HR Puffin Stuff reference was just nostalgia, but you're just living in the past.
I understand.
So, Paula, the McDLT.
We know all the stuff that we think we know about you from before, and, you know, you went on like one of the Barbara Walters shows or something like that. Didn't you go somewhere and make some interview?
I've done a bunch of interviews. I've done my life as interviews.
Thanks for the hammer.
I tell my little jokes. I do interviews.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for the radio now.
But I'll tell you something. When I go into a radio station, I refer to nothing but that station.
Click.
Had I ever been in another radio station?
Okay, here's the only question I had for you, and please don't be offended.
No.
Are you nuts?
No.
Okay, then we can move on with the conversation.
Now, we mentioned that with the controversy with the children, and did you have the big interview? You know, you see you've done a lot of interviews. Did you have the spotlight interview, you know, and that's what Don was referring to, the Barbara Walters, the 2020. Did you have the one where you went on to tell your side of the story? Have you done one big one like that?
I've done a lot of interviews. I don't know which fall into. I haven't done any of the ones you mentioned.
Okay.
I had a drinking problem, which is so exciting. Unfortunately, it was 2 years ago. Thank goodness.
Turns out, by the way.
Well, no, let me tell you something. It's very important because I want, you know, some listeners may share the same problem, and this could be...
I can't relate
Would somebody bring me that radio, please?
No, it's important. Listen, as it turns out, I haven't had anything to drink for 2 years, and it turns out it's alcohol you couldn't drink. And what a relief. What a relief to find that out. Because I had nothing at all. And I got to tell you, I was parched. My skin had a powdery quality.
Were you eating a lot of fruit to get the moisture out of it?
Oh, yes. In a closet sort of way, absolutely.
So it's good to hear. You're past that.
I'm past that.
You're not nuts.
I mean, you're never past the judicial system, but I'm as past as I'll ever be.
Right. Well, what's it take?
And
what's
as far as I know, I'm not nuts.
What's it take to bring that radio up here?
What? Why are you waiting for a radio?
Because I'm going to make sure that they don't ever change the station again.
Rob, would you like to show that expression again? I like that. And that's kind of what we...
Paula, will you excuse me for a second?
Just your producer.
I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. All right. He's taking matters into his own.
Will you do me, Dom, when you get down to the...
Equality.
When you get down to the front desk, will you call and so we can hear it?
He's got a...
Bring it back.
Are you going to bring it back?
He's got a Redskins sweater vest on.
Yes, right.
Is that... Do the Redskins play in sweater vests?
The Redskins, it's the talk of the town.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I'm so not a part of the mix. Yeah.
You know, and I'm very proud of you for that 2 years. I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
I have,
amazing.
2 years, I think, really, the last year in particular, I've probably done some of the heaviest drinking that I've done in my life. Wouldn't that be accurate, Rob?
I think so.
Well, you know. Yeah. So, I'll tell you, okay, you want, let me just, my own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that you're maybe into a problem area when you wake up the next day and find poetry that you've written. I found that was, I would find a very sloppy hand.
Was it good poetry, though?
No, I have no proof of this, but I may have written Muskrat Love. There was the literary quality of my work. And I know, and I can remember feeling possessed that I needed to write, and then I would wake up in the morning and just be embarrassed in front of myself.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, you're going to be able to see something fun here because Don has the radio.
He has the radio.
Coming back into the studio right now. And he is going to...
Yes.
Now, is this some sort of problem being allowed to destroy a $5 radio here? Are they giving you a hard time for this? They are.
They say you can't destroy it.
Now, what's... Will you enlighten us?
Yes.
I'm going down the hall. It's like I'm going down the hall with a gun in my hand.
Let him put a Jets sweater vest on and try to say that to you, man. You will take their head off.
I said, why...
Skin sweater vest.
Why are you going to do this? I said, well, partly because it's funny, and partly because it's the way I feel. And look at this thing.
This is cheap.
Exactly. I said, I'll give him $25 to go buy a new one.
Maybe it was a protest on the part of the young woman who works at the desk.
Is it personal property?
Not allowed better equipment.
I don't know.
I feel like me with a corporate question.
And then the last thing that I was asked as I was coming back in the studio was to mention, Paula is here today, courtesy of Primetime Limousines.
Very good.
www.primetimelimo.com, 703-497-1968.
So there's that.
So,
let me
just...
Because I would use that.
That's okay. We just... You know what? I just pull it away.
Let me get
That's good thinking. Chronomatic to the puffy thingy. Is that bad?
You know, that's fine.
Chronomatic 291.
Oh, they're very good.
Those babies don't break that easily.
Oh, there it goes. There we go. Nobody will be listening to that again.
No, sorry, Bob. Wouldn't you love it if it kicked it on?
Problem solved.
And it came on with like the Bob and Jim show or something, the arch rival.
Paula, let me ask you if you've changed your look. I'm used to seeing you.
You have a pretty recognizable look. You do the kind of man suit thing.
I insist on being recognized. In my house, I'm a household name. Let me just say that. I'm very strict about that.
I'm surprised. I expected, I suppose, like everybody else, to see the suit with the tie. And you still perform with that outfit? Is that
generally. Right? It's the middle of the day, so I got the T-shirt and the jean jacket.
And your hair?
Brand new jean jacket.
And your hair is your hair dyed?
No, my hair is as bad as it always is. I have notably, memorably bad hair. And it's just something that you let go and you're grateful that things aren't even worse. My hair's dyed.
Interesting
hair.
But
it's not.
You got a lot going on there. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Paul. You got a lot of color in there.
You don't find people try to copy it. So there's a unique quality about it that, you know, you don't have to worry about the knockoff.
Yeah, this is true. It's an interesting scheme.
Color scheme.
It's gone away. Very interesting.
It's got a kind of a green color to it that
You've been swimming a lot?
Assume that it's, well, A, at its base, it's gray.
Right.
Totally gray. Mm-hmm. I assume it's totally gray.
There is some gray in there.
I haven't seen it in many, many years. But let's face it, nobody really knows. Like, some people say, I went prematurely gray. I assume I went gray at the same rate as everybody else. It's just that no one that's going gray doesn't color their hair. And so we haven't actually seen a real like a real 43-year-old head on a woman.
I'm almost 45, and I
women, I would say it's safe to say.
This man colors his beard.
I do.
Wow.
He does.
That is devotion.
Hey, Paula, do you think he's relevant?
Very much so.
You do?
Very much.
Thank you.
What more do you need?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
What more do you need? You
know? I got to tell you something. If only I had a small radio, I would tune into him.
I know you would.
Well, it's gone now.
I was offered the one at the front desk as a gift from the young woman who works there.
So after you went,
you didn't even know who that was. By the way, see, I thought that was the interesting.
That's
part
a new employee.
You walk by this person
earlier today
and say hello. Who are you? How are you?
I could not have been sweeter to that person today. I got her name. I said, we haven't met before. I did a spelling of her name. You know, because she had an interesting name,
really?
And I tried to spell it. I was wrong. And then I walked down the hallway. That was my greeting. But I completely it drives.
I got a rule.
Nuts.
Because they go through people here the way I go through underpants. I mean. Why waste?
I hold on to mine for years.
Why
wear it? I find the elastic goes out at about 8 years, but at 7 years, you can cut it and tie it and still get another good year out of it. That's what I find.
You make your jokes, Paula. I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. And Kelsey Grammer's wife and I don't find humor at all.
I didn't know.
No, funny.
They change the people of the station all the time, so my philosophy is, why get to know them? Why not give them the 30-day shakeout? If they're still here after 30 days, if they haven't been fired,
then devoted.
Then I introduce myself and I say hi. You know, a couple of really simple rules. Never make direct eye contact with me. You know, if it's anybody except my wife on the phone, I'm never here. Ever calls, I'm never here.
It's no wonder you were thrown off the Redskins.
And you don't know that.
Are you supporting the Redskins, by the way? Is that...
Yes, although I was thrown off the broadcasting.
I heard that you were on the broadcasting for that.
Yes, I was. Isn't that a joke?
I heard that Britney Spears said that she was supporting the Jets, and then she got booed.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And then she backpedaled and said she was happy for them all.
She's so stupid. That whole show tonight is so stupid.
I know.
All the mooks down there.
You know, mud bowl. It's going to be muddy.
We've not called Joe yet.
Joe's our guy that answers our phones. We've got him down there. With all that stuff happening downtown. He's down there today with a bolt.
Are we calling to see who he's tuned into?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you got him right here?
Can I hear Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
I meant it here.
Hello, Joe? He'd like saying hi to you, Paula. He's a big fan.
Here's what I want you to do. Take a look at the songs that we got coming up in the hour.
We're sharing this with another station, so that's not Joe.
Oh my dear. God.
Hold on, this energy thing?
What is this other station thing going on here? You know how that upsets him. You've seen how he's
going
to have to break
something. What's going on here?
Bring the blender in here. Bring in the blender. And a jackhammer.
No toaster is safe. This is Synergy.
Yeah.
This is a legendary other station.
What are you sharing with...
Well, see, because our company owns, like, lots of stations in every market...
They were probably upset about the stay by the court about the FCC, right?
They were
hoping to buy everything.
Yeah,
right?
They were probably not real pleased with that.
No, they
probably
were hoping
not happy with that.
They were going to be the boardwalk in Park Place.
Mm-hmm.
Of
but don't you worry. They're going to buy off some judges. They're going to do whatever it takes. And we're going to end up owning everything.
I'm really surprised.
So the deal is that because this company owns so much,
right.
When you get something like this NFL JO that's happening downtown, they don't want just one station to be there. They have to have all eight stations down there.
Oh.
You know, broadcasting live.
So we're sharing that satellite feed with lots of other radio stations down there, and they call it Synergy.
And we decided not to go because it's raining, and we knew that Britney Spears was never going to come talk to us.
That's not right. Not from what she said at the press conference.
And Aerosmith was never going to show up. And what's the point? So we sat down.
I misunderstood. I thought she was playing Aerosmith like that was the game.
No,
and I
not
said
at all.
She's going to get her butt kicked. You know, because let's face it, there's more of them. Mm-hmm. No matter how strong she is.
Joe,
outer loop delays. They're right before Eisenhower Avenue.
Now that's the traffic feed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Why? Are you sharing the traffic with another city?
Yes, we share.
That's actually Dallas traffic. That doesn't seem right.
We share the traffic with all the stations.
It's everywhere.
That are owned by this company.
It's a mess.
Apparently, here's all backed up at the rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Here's another mess for you to figure out about this show.
Yeah.
We're syndicated, but we're not syndicated.
What does that mean?
Okay. We're on in about 40 cities.
Yeah, 40 cities.
But right now, due to legal problems...
Negotiation problem.
We're only broadcasting to one city.
What do you mean negotiation?
I can't talk about it.
Is it like a money thing?
Yes and
no. Is it because of the Brad Garrett incident?
No, it has nothing to do with Brad Garrett.
I happen to read that in USA Today.
So we, anyway, we got 40 stations.
He's not going to work unless he gets paid more money on Everybody Loves Raymond.
He got the money.
He got the more money?
He got the money.
Well, then you'd think he'd settle this whole syndication thing.
I would think so. So we're on 40 stations now, coast to coast.
Right.
Although we only say we're on this station, WJFK.
Because we don't know what's going on. And we're hoping things
work out. So you actually are airing in these 40 other
places. Yeah, like
right
now. It's 447. It's 447, but for people listening in San Francisco, they're going to look at their watch and go, he's nuts. But
that's not how you tell you're nuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you tell you're nuts?
Only insane people look at their watch to determine their psychological stability or that of anybody else. It's 447. It's 1:45 on my watch.
There you go.
You ever, you mentioned Everybody Loves Raymond. You ever run across Patricia Heaton?
No, in fact, I've never even watched Everybody Loves Raymond, except for sometimes as I'm dozing off on the airplane without the headset.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put it on the airplane, I don't know why. I haven't watched primetime television since Radar left MASH. I only know of it because I happened to flip open the paper the other day. And
if you had to pick, would you pick Letterman or Leno to watch?
Oh, Letterman.
See, now that's an IQ quiz.
Yeah.
We just gave you the instant IQ quiz because the people who watch Leno like the bright colors.
But let me tell you something. I wouldn't, that's a real Sophie's choice, and I wouldn't want to be in that position.
Yeah, I suppose for a comedian that's going to be booked on the, shows, it's difficult to commit to that. But, I mean, we're Letterman people.
Who's the nicest showbiz person who's been the nicest to you in the last couple of years?
I've had, a lot of the show business people are really, really, really nice. Some of them are jerks, but in the main, I think people are really nice.
So who's the nicest?
If you're making a lot of money and you're fulfilling, a dream, which people in the show business are.
I am every day. How about you, Mike?
I live my dream world. I really do.
What about Bill Maher?
I don't know. I mean, I know him to say hi, but that's
about that.
I had a great, I was in a restaurant one time years ago in New York, and it was kind of a star-studded night. Like, people kept coming in that were, notable, people that I knew. And by the way, it was during one of my breaks in drinking. Let me just say this in my own...
So you do remember it clearly.
I remember it very clearly, because it was during a period of time where I'd quit on my own, which, by the way, went sour a number of times. Mm-hmm. But on this particular stretch, I mean, it's memorable to me because I was equally wacky, I think, just sober as a judge. So this guy comes in, really good-looking actor, and I knew him. I knew things he had been in, but I never knew his name. And I asked the people at my table, and they couldn't remember either. We did that, thing, trying to figure it out. And I finally said, I'll go ask him. And my friends were just like, no, don't do that. And I don't know what possessed me, but I did. I decided to get up and go ask the guy. So I walk across the room, and it was a very visible sort of thing because people were sitting down eating. So unless you were a waiter, you weren't walking across the room.
And no alcohol involved.
No alcohol involved. I repeat, no alcohol involved. And I walk across the room, and I stand at the side of this guy's table. Now, clearly, I was waiting to talk to him, and he did this thing where he didn't turn around to talk to me. He knew I was there, and so now I'm in the middle of the room, my friend's staring at me, really embarrassed, and I kind of have to keep going.
Right.
Because, otherwise I'm going to look even stupider if that's possible. And finally, this guy turns to me in a really disdainful way, and is kind of like, what? And the woman that he was, I introduced myself, and I just had foot and mouth disease, I said, look, my friends and I, we recognized you, and I were really great. I saw you in Sense and Sensibility, and you were just great, and none of us can think of your name, which just, the guy was mad. I think, unless he was just pretending. I don't know. He was teasing. All right, so here's the thing. So then I say, because I just told you I don't watch movies. Well, I have kids. I don't go out. I don't, unless it's one of the 101 Dalmatian films, I haven't seen it,
mm-hmm.
So I said, last film I saw was The English Patient, and I was only showing that I don't go out a lot, and that's why I didn't know his name. And the lady he was with went, he wasn't in The English Patient. No, that's not what I meant. I was explaining that I don't go, and by then it was, and finally the guy goes, Alan, Rickman.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
I know who that guy is.
I wouldn't know his name either, though.
Well, you know, he's a really great actor.
I mean, the biggest would be a kid's film, Harry Potter.
Right,
he's in
Harry Potter
right,
now.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And, you know, I can't tell if he was teasing me by how surly he was being, and he may have been. I may just not have gotten
it. But it's a good visual, though, because his character is such a, you know, a dicky character.
I said about this whenever we watch, because we have the video, so we watch it a lot, I always go, you know, he was kind of surly when Mommy talked to him. But on the other hand, I think I said the wrong thing several times over. So then I eventually walked back to my seat, and I'm just thoroughly humiliated. And I call over the maitre d' guy, and I go, look, I want to pay for the dinner of Alan Rickman's table. And the maitre d', swear to God, he's this sort of fawning guy that's very aware that there's stars in his restaurant. He's sort of excited, and he goes, I go, yeah, I feel really bad. I think I offended one of your customers. He's like, oh, no. I said, yeah, I think I did. I'm sorry. And I said, but I'd like to pay, for their... So I hand him my credit card, and I go, look, I just, you know, take care of Alan Rickman's table. And he goes, who is Alan Rickman? And I said, look, don't pay that to Alan Rickman, okay? But that's him over there, and he was in Sense and Sensibility. He's very good.
He was in Die Harder with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
In fairness to me, I don't watch Die Harder with a Vengeance.
You should. It's good. Have you ever met notable husband thief TV star Leah Remini?
No, I don't.
You ever watch the show King of Queens?
No. What
good
is
for
King
you?
Of Queens? What the hell is that?
Exactly. Good for you.
I got to tell you,
we've been on that show.
Yes, very exciting. Very, very
King
exciting.
Of Queens?
We had speaking roles. That's how we got our SAG cards.
Right? Wow.
No, we got our SAG cards because we were on Babylon 5.
But, you know, the people who work on Babylon 5 had it turned to King of Queens on their television during the filming of Babylon 5. That's why they were...
You're back to the radio again. That's good. Very good.
Ousted. No, you know what? The other night, I drove my kids to Flagstaff, Arizona. It was a 9-hour drive, and we went because I was there working, and I thought it was beautiful. I made the mistake of telling them they could use the video thing in the car because it's a long drive. And it's not like when we were growing up where you could crawl all over the car. You know, there's stuff right. in those little car seats, so... It's only they could use a video thing. Meanwhile, so they saw nothing. They saw not one ponderosa pine, not one red rock, not one canyon made in thousands of years.
Good parenting, I say, really.
Excellent.
No, I mean it.
So we do the drive there.
If only you could have given them some Benadryl or something.
That's, you know, that's
that, no,
Rob,
no, that's
what Rob does.
No, Rob does that with his baby all the time.
And what? My wife.
Well, you know, she probably appreciates it. I'd really ease up on the baby if I were you. But they, we went. And then it rained every day that we were there. In fact, it hailed one day, and I hadn't packed any warm clothing because it didn't occur to me that it would be that cold. And so one night, we stayed at the Days Inn in Flagstaff, and one night we went out to the parking lot.
Let me just give
sat
you
in the car.
That's for staying at the Days
Inn. There you go. Yeah. Give them the plug.
Yeah.
It's a bonus.
We had a good time at Days Inn. We went out to the parking lot in the middle of a rainstorm, put in a movie that I had bought in a catalog, didn't know who starred in it, didn't know anything about it other than it was an old Disney film, put it in. Gus, starring Ed Asner. Ed is a good friend of mine. I had no idea he was in Gus. In fact, I just in my hotel wrote him a letter to say, you know what? I said, you know, you're the only real star that came out of that film, I think. I said, you're the only one for whom Gus was actually a vehicle.
Gus. Now, Gus was not the movie that had like a donkey that could kick field goals.
The donkey playing football, yeah.
Okay, see, I do know the movie.
You know Gus.
I know the
football
background.
I didn't know Gus at all. I didn't, but I knew Alan Rickman.
And very high tech, incidentally.
He is Alan Rickman.
Ahead of his time. Paula, before you go, and your time is up here, Paula Poundstone at the Improv all this weekend, for information, call 202-296-7008. If you had gone, let's say you walked through the doors of the Improv, and the lady there says, oh, we're so glad to have you, I'm such a big fan, I loved you on Larry Sanders, and then you go, excuse me, I don't, Janine Garofalo, you're fantastic. Now, wouldn't you just...
I can't tell you how often it happens.
Okay,
Janine Garofalo.
I'm just using the generic...
For me, it's Rosie. That's what happens to me all the time. I loved your VH1 show. Well, you know, I'm pleased and proud that I don't see it. But it happens.
Do you really get Rosie a lot?
Wow. Oh, I do. And actually, I have to say, she said a really funny thing about it, because I talked to her one time, and I said, man, I'm always getting people to, and they'll say, I saw you on the VH1 thing, and I'll go, I wasn't on it. And they go, yes, you were. And then they'll tell me a joke that I said, which isn't my joke. And I go, I like to give credit where credit's due. I go, well, that's a very funny joke, but I think maybe Rosie O'Donnell did that joke. And she goes, oh, really? when they mix me up with you and they tell a joke, I say thanks.
Maybe, that's good.
Maybe that's the smoother way to...
And how is life going for you right now? I mean, you did go through a little slice of that tabloid hell, you know.
Drinking beverages again, I gotta tell you. I'm sucking down a diet soda right now. Really great. I'll tell you something about walking through the bowels of hell.
And welcome to the bowels of hell.
Everything seemed pretty comfortable afterwards.
Yeah, you get used to it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, now I'm happy as a clam on a daily basis. And it's not like anything's going that well. It's just that I'm no longer walking through the bowels of hell, you know. Well, I can take a hammer in the head at this point and go, you know what?
We have one. We actually have one. And now that you've said hammer, you set off the alarm again, the MC Hammer alarm.
Oh, here it goes.
Click.
Let me turn that off.
I really am enjoying your cough button.
There you go. Yeah, you got a little chest.
You know what? It's from smoking. Not me. I don't smoke. It's from being in nightclubs. I don't know. Can they smoke indoors in D.C.?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, then why do you have that cone in the door out there with the ashtray?
Oh, look, you can smoke in nightclub. You can smoke in certain restaurants. Mm-hmm. This is a smoke-free building.
Smoke-free. Well, as you can tell by the drop ceiling.
I'm not a person who feels that we need to go on living forever anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, something's going to kill you. And really, I heard there's research being done so that perhaps within our lifetimes even they will extend the life expectancy to where people can go to like 120. And I'm like, you know what? Any scientist working on that should be shot now.
Who wants to
retire at 110 so you can enjoy your last 10 years?
I mean, absolutely.
It doesn't sound good to me at all. So I don't, it's not, it, but in fact, I have noticed since working in environments where you couldn't smoke and now being back in environments where they do smoke. I mean, like, literally, big clouds of smoke over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Club, I just...
So, when you quit drinking, you didn't pick up the cigarettes or anything?
Honestly, I tried. In rehab, I tried. Because in California, where I was in rehab, I was in a 30-day program for 180 days. Something I did great right in. I was the valedictorian speaker. I did circle time with more people than most people even meet in a lifetime. Sharing my deepest secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But... because you can't smoke indoors in California, all the smokers had to go outside. Now, a lot of addicts are smokers, and therefore, the social life was really outside the building.
Right.
And so, in order to fit in, I tried desperately to smoke, but I'm really pretty severely allergic, so instead I would brush my teeth. They don't smoke, and I go upstairs and get my toothbrush and bring it down. And I brushed socially, and I got to tell you, my dental hygiene has so improved as a result, really, of my life falling into disaster.
Where's my toothbrush?
Before you told that story, I was ready to give my assessment. You'd been here a half hour. You're not nuts.
Yeah, but now.
Now I'm rethinking it.
Yeah, the toothbrush outside at rehab is definitely nuts.
Good dental hygiene.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing. Anyway. Nobody can slam me for that.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Rita Rudner. She couldn't be lovelier. She couldn't be more happening.
And I enjoyed my time here on NPR. Thank you.
Jenna Elfman, everybody. She's great. She'll be at the Improv now.
Say something. Wolfman, you have not lost it.
All right, Paul LaFesse, you got to get out of here.
All right.
Paul Poundstone.
All right.
We talk about you now after you leave.
There he goes.
Bye. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Have fun at the Improv.
Take your membership.
You recycle.
Us? I just destroyed a radio in front of you, honey. We don't recycle.
Yeah.
Well, she's not nuts.
No. Been through it.
As she
put it, the bowels of hell.
Yeah. Didn't feel the need to press her on it because I just kind of asked her right up front. Are you nuts?
She's obviously been asked a million times about it. That's it. Paula Poundstone. I like her. Interesting hair. I thought the hair would be darker. I always pictured her as the... Why were you trying to put the radio back together after... you looked like you were trying to fix it. Like you destroyed it, and then in a weird way, you were trying to put it back together again.
You want to see what make it work.
Yeah, the guy thing. Take the guts out, see how it works.
Me not know how we come out of radio.
Me not know technology.
Look at this. It's wires and plastic. And,
cool.
And, you know, stuff that looks like it should be in a video game.
I don't think anybody's going to be listening to that radio.
This
is good plastic.
Good. So anyway, and I know a lot of you are calling about the sex quiz. That was ixnade from the beginning. Ah. We knew that
the celebs that come in here mm-hmm. have the prerogative to do that. So we always ask, and sometimes they say no.
Well, anyway, that's Paula Poundstone. And notice that with all the other names, she brought up Rosie, but I didn't bring up Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's too obvious. If I would say thank you, Ellen D. Genitals, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did see Ellen on TV the other night, and I just have to say again, I know that, you know, she's not the most handsome woman in the world.
You still have the hots for her?
She's got some jugs that just won't stop.
But it's beyond that. You said didn't you say the last time we were talking about it that you'd do her?
I would. I'd do her in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you do, Paula Poundstone or Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, boy, that's tough. See, I saw the boobs on Ellen, too. I'd go for Ellen.
And Paula looks lovely.
Now, I'd probably change it, though, if she wanted to come back in and show her boobs.
But, I don't think there's a chance.
I don't think she's going to do that.
Is she gone yet?
She left by the back door.
She left by the back door?
By Alan's office.
Celebrity she most resembles. I wanted to write it down. Crispin Glover. I mean that only in the nicest possible way.
Fine actor.
In the nicest possible way. Rent the movie Willard this weekend, the remake.
Yeah, without the hair.
Yeah, if he...
You slick down the hair.
You let his hair go, or if you slick down her hair, that's it. Anyway, that's Paula Poundstone. It's 5:02. Buzz says more rain tonight, low 62 for the game that we're going to in less than an hour from now. And sunny at 80 tomorrow. So now, Robbie, we don't have time for the Jerry today?
Well, we got two segments left.
Then it's all Buzz. It's all Buzz the rest of the way. Wow, I was looking for... Listen, we got so much Jerry. We'll have to do the Jerry tomorrow.
Let's see what this figure...
Hey, Jerry.
Is not there, but I
always like to hear the sound of that first one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here it is, rolling.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, are you going to want Joe?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tried to punch him up when the...
Outer lip
when Paula was here.
Hey,
Joe, are you there?
Do I get him on the phone or do I get him on the satellite thing?
Well, I'm told you should be able to get him on the satellite.
Joe Artinger, are you there?
I'd love to talk to him down at the Mook Mall. Joe?
You think he's listening on delay?
I know he's not.
Joe.
Hello, Joe Artinger.
Joe?
Joe's
not just a name, it's an idea.
He's down there on purpose today.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
He's down there, sent down to give us reports on what's happening with Britney Spears.
Well, also, he's an enormous Good Charlotte fan, too.
Hello, come in, Joe Artinger. This is the Don and Mike WJFK satellite calling Joe Artinger.
Hello.
Here's Wendell Hall.
What no one may have told anyone at all here in this building is that Joe is supposed to be listening on the phone to you somehow for his cue.
Does he have a phone?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
no.
There's the problem.
But Joe doesn't have a telephone. So we're listening to an open mic at the NFL Live on the Mall.
Joe doesn't have a phone with him?
And we have a guy down there. We'll call somebody from one of the radio stations.
Joe's got to have a phone.
No, he doesn't.
Why would we send him down there without a cell phone?
Hold on, now that I think about it, I don't have Joe in my speed dial. Not that I would.
Joe has no cell phone. I told him, I'm sure he was going to find someone with a phone down there to check in when he got there.
Has he
checked in?
Yes, I have someone I can call.
All right, we'll call and see if you can find him by the next break, then.
Sure.
So we'd like to get Joe on this, you know, to tap into some of the hysteria happening.
Otherwise, we've wasted 85 cents off his fare card.
Hello, JFK, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, you guys just... Hello?
Yeah.
You guys just accidentally played that clip of HFS, and I heard you guys have called number 20 in the ratings already.
What? What are you talking about?
You played that clip of HFS accidentally?
Oh, and he says it's hurt our ratings.
We've fallen to number 20.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
We're very afraid of that. Thanks, my friend. Our worst nightmares come true.
Hello, we slipped in that brief period of time.
I got news for you. This station could sign off. Watch this. Watch what I'm doing right now. We could do that from 3 to 7 p.m. and we'd still have a higher rating than WHFS.
Well, that's what his point was, see, because we played... That was his joke, by playing them.
Oh, I
see. He was actually making a slam at WHFS.
Oh, see, I read it the wrong way.
You see, he said he heard that clip and our ratings already fell to number 20.
Just not significant, Mike.
Relevant, though.
Relevant. Hello?
Hello?
Is there a lot of room between significant and relevant?
Oh, yeah. Football fields.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, Mike.
JFK, hello.
Hi. Hey, did you, just a quick thing that I noticed about the telethon when you started talking about that again.
Yeah, hold on. Hold that thought. I'll come right back to you. Here he is now on the telephone, Joe Artinger. Joe!
Howdy.
Joe, now, if I go to BTS 2, Joe, can you hear us? Joe?
Yes.
Joe, are you near a microphone?
No, I'm 100 yards away from the tent.
Okay, go to the microphone, leave this phone line open, and we'll talk to you in a second. Hi, Charlie.
I think he's on a payphone. He can't take the phone with him to listen.
Oh.
And where they're set up is in front of a bunch of speakers, so he's not going to be able to hear you.
Oh, gotcha.
And they took the bullhorn.
Oh, well, then it's done.
Hey, Joe?
I couldn't be having a better time, guys. You should be here.
Joe, I want you to scream, Britney's a whore.
Britney's a whore, and Vanilla Pepsi sucks ass. Hey, I've got some NFL trivia for you.
Okay.
Name two things that are 100 yards long.
Okay, what, Joe?
One's a football field,
yeah,
and the other is the concession lines down here.
Really? Not having a great time, Joe?
Hey, Joe, why don't you...
Mike, you would love it down here.
Joe, really scream this. Say, anyone, Mr. Tagliabue touched me.
Anyone, Mr. Tagliabue touched me.
Bad touch.
Bad touch. No, Daddy, no.
All right, well, sorry we collectively wasted your time.
Okay.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Great segment.
Hey, Joe, how many... How many mooks are down there for this this dumb party tonight?
Right now, I'll tell you what, there are more cops down here than people.
Wow. Yeah,
there is a cop every 10 feet.
Now, that's not going to be good for the NFL. The Super Bowl.
As we're hoping at the Super Bowl in 2008.
That explains why Joe's so nervous.
I've heard guesstimates that there's about 30,000 people down here.
Wow. And they were looking for
300,000.
300,000.
Yes,
they were. All right, Joe. Well, how about just one time? Let's see. I'm trying to think of who we want to.
I'm literally standing 10 feet away from about a dozen cops.
Okay. Well, then why don't you scream, "I love the cops"?
No, they're not really in a good mood today.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, see you, Joe.
I'm in a good mood though.
How about legalize hemp?
Bring it high!
Bring it high!
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
There he is.
Stinky Poon out.
There he is, Stinky Poon out, live at the big festivities.
There he goes. That's Joe.
What a freaking mess out there. Joe.
See,
but right decision not to go down there. Because imagine if all of us had been down there sitting at some table today.
In the mud.
Oh, my God.
The pouring rain with some schmuck from the NFL going, Britney Spears will be over in 5 minutes.
Not fun.
I guarantee you, Britney Spears wouldn't have been as fun as Paula Poundstone was.
No, I don't think so. True. She's pretty.
She was prettier than I've seen her before.
That's what I said. I said
I'm not saying I do her, but...
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
I do it.
He made it up.
I compare her to somebody, Buzz.
A celebrity she looks like, you mean? Or
someone in her general range.
Wow.
It's the general area of Paula Poundstone.
It's hard to describe.
Look-wise.
You know, long dark hair, I can't think of anybody. She's very unique.
She had kind of like coffee cake hair.
You know, not unlike Slash from Guns N' Roses.
All right, I got one. If you watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
You know the girl who's supposed to marry Ray's brother?
Right. Robert's girlfriend or fiance.
Robert's girlfriend.
Would you do her or Paula Poundstone?
Her.
Her.
I can do Paula.
I do Brad Garrett.
Buzz, I'm with you. I do Paula Poundstone.
Yeah, I like her.
I like Brad Garrett. Just the thing I have. Hello, Raymond.
What is 5:10. We got a break. What is your lead story?
What are you doing?
That was a mild cross-eyed reference.
Okay. You think Paula was cross-eyed?
Paula Poundstone could not be in the Dixie Chicks. She is not cross-eyed.
I said mildly.
She's not mildly cross-eyed.
All right.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story today on your news and comments on this abbreviated, truncated version?
Today, Arnold chickens out but fails to duck an egg.
Oh, I saw this on TV. This is funny.
Yeah.
This is good.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. It's 5:10, and this is WJFK, and it was very...
professional.
WJFK.
20 minutes after 5. And...
Here you go. This weather, courtesy of Buzz. You're accountable, Buzz, for the game tonight and the Bud Fest. We're 62 with Britney Spears. Sunny high 80 tomorrow. Metro time now 73.
WKFK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sing our name.
That's what we do.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And listen, tomorrow on the show, besides the Friday favorite, we always have a low-budget Jeopardy for you. We're going to have a... I know we just had a very hot chicken here a moment ago. Call it Mexican. But tomorrow, the most beautiful woman in network television, Jim Nance.
Nancy?
Nancy's back again every week as we pick the pros until they scab and bleed. That'll be on tomorrow's episode, plus a special surprise phoner from one of our favorites from the past. It's time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Dr. DeBella.
Someone call for a doctor?
Oh, and also, you know, tomorrow you hear all about me and Mike at the game tonight.
Very good.
Veramax works. Get it right at GNC. Other select retailers, try it today. Veramax. 1-888 try VMAX.
And now, WJFK News Director
Buzz Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Authorities say they still have no suspects in the egging of California gubernatorial candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday. Arnold, who ducked out of last night's debate, was unable to duck an egg thrown from the crowd at a campus rally in Long Beach.
I cannot believe how the media has handled this. And they're giving him this credit for rebounding.
Yes.
All he did, he's walking through the crowd. He didn't even notice the egg. Then they wipe it off him, and he's doing what anybody would do.
I wish he would have reacted a couple of weeks ago.
He'd get angry.
Like a month ago, Ralph Nader.
Right.
That loop was sitting doing a thing at a somewhere like, you know, for what's his, it's the Mr. Green,
the Green Party,
the Green Jeans,
the Green
platform.
Jeans Party, yeah.
So he's making a speech about why you should vote for his guy, mm-hmm. and it's televised, and some guy comes in with a lemon meringue pie and gives it to Ralph Nader in the face.
Right.
What Ralph Nader does is take the pie shell, mm-hmm. and goes after the guy and throws it at the guy that threw it at him.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you want to see with Arnold in
right.
this case, right?
And it was just as though he didn't really do anything, and then he realized that he got an egg on him, and you know, his handler, that guy that's with him all the time, mm-hmm. is brushing the egg off him right now.
Reminds me, Buzz, not to get away from this egg thing, but yesterday we had talked about the debates.
Right.
That the one debate that Arnold will participate in mm-hmm. will be 2 days before the election,
right.
and how Arnold-fied have they made it? The candidates will be given the questions 1 week in advance.
That's crap.
You know what it is?
That is really, that is really garbage.
Oh, I know we talked about the kid on the Jerry telethon who gave his little speech about how great Jerry is and mm-hmm. Jerry's his hero. You got to know they're going to be utilizing the same techniques with Arnold. Okay, Arnold.
Yes.
Repeat after me.
I'll repeat a few.
I am for a better California.
A better California.
I am for lower taxes.
Lower taxes.
And whenever you're stumped.
And whenever I'm stumped.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Let's give it a try now. I'm going to break you out of the trance.
Very good. Okay.
Arnold.
Yeah.
The job rate in California is down 18%. What will you as governor do about that?
I am stumped. Hasta la vista, baby. Buggish, right?
Perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm so stupid.
Unfortunately, Arnold was wearing a pale yellow jacket, so aides were able to brush off most of the egg and make the rest of it blend in. The attack came just after Arnold was warned by fellow action star Sylvester Stallone that politics can be a dangerous business. Arnold skipped last night's debate.
There you go. What do you think? There's a half a brain between those two guys.
No, it's very difficult, Arnold. You guys It's a dangerous business. Why are you running it there?
Now, Arnold's response was, now the guy owes me some bacon. That's
well,
the big line.
There you go.
I hope he brings the bacon back so I can make the eggs to...
So they're going to get the questions a week in advance. I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. So that
sucks.
They can train Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he can do that. He'll parrot whatever they tell him to parrot.
No matter what of the 20 questions or so he's answered,
he will be given an answer. And I am not putting it past him that they'll hypnotize him, that they'll do something. And they'll say,
what do they do to make him learn his lines?
We need fiscal responsibility in Sacramento for the state of California.
What did I see here today?
And the mummy.
I generally don't mind it when celebrities eat their own. You know, like it's the animal, the animal chain.
Right.
But Gary Coleman, who's running, is having his balls busted by Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci,
who's on what it amounts to be the worst show on television.
Yes.
Yeah. And
the other idiot. That show ought to be called.
And now he's in this David Spade movie, Dickie Roberts, which has Screech from Saved by the Bell, Corey Feldman, Danny Bonaducci, Barry Williams, sometimes friend of ours, Greg Brady, and Leif Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what they all think of Gary Coleman running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Screech says, I hope Gary's platform is high enough so he can see over the podium.
Uh-huh.
Corey Feldman says, Gary's a nice guy and I know he's got a good heart. Danny Bonaducci says, it's sad. Whatever. Barry Williams, I do not believe the candidates should be running for any other reason. They're working for the people. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's what he was.
Barry Williams gives the straight answer.
He is.
Leif Garrett. And again, maybe the best behind the music I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I rate it right up there with Poison and with those Nutty Boys in Oasis. Leif Garrett. No offense to Gary Coleman, but everybody's laughing at him.
Oh. Wow.
Thanks, Leif. No, I mean that. Thanks for being the one guy mm-hmm. who says it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, just one more thing about these child stars. One word that would describe them then and one word that would describe them now, they were asked.
Okay.
Screech used to be gangly, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, refined.
Right.
Corey Feldman used to be naive.
And addicted.
Now he's aware.
Is this self-described?
Yes. Yeah. Barry Williams used to be serious. Now he's grateful.
Oh, God.
Leif Garrett used to be confused. Now he's grounded. And Danny Bonaducci...
You're grounded.
...used to be brash. And now... He's still brash.
Oh, there you go, Danny.
Clever.
Danny.
Jerks.
But just after
jerk faces.
And do you ever get a chance to see that show, the other half?
Occasionally.
Where they all try to say, they're like guys at a party surrounded by women that are trying to say things that they know the women will like to get them laid.
Right.
That is the whole show.
You know.
Including Dick Clark.
Wow. I say to you guys, get off Gary Coleman's ass, all you former child stars. I'm glad he's running. I'm glad Gallagher's running.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it better.
Yeah.
Because then it's.
But I'm mad about the debate. I'd like to see one opportunity, but they're not going to let it happen because of the machine. They're not going to let
the machine. The Terminator machine.
The Terminator.
They aren't going to let him speak and do that thing with the crazy poses.
Wouldn't it be great, though? Like I was saying, when we get to the game tonight, if I just said I got to take a leak and I left and you were there, what if they gave Arnold the 20 questions in advance and his advisors and handlers, and then the day of, they changed all the questions?
Oh, it would be fantastic.
How, that would be better than leaving you at the stadium parking lot.
That would be absolutely awesome.
That would be so fantastic.
And I'm not sure I like you revisiting this again.
I was just trying to draw a parallel.
Think of the cab company. The cab company out at the stadium.
Yeah, wouldn't be too hard calling. Yeah, hi, I'd like a cab. I'm at FedEx Field.
I know.
Don't worry. Yeah. You're with me.
All right.
You're with me.
You're scared. You wouldn't do that to me.
I would not do that to you.
And what's the pool again? I mean, I forgot when you're leaving.
I say 2 minutes left in the first half.
I say beginning of the third quarter.
End of the third quarter.
See, now I could win if I selected the time, but
so you can't select the time. Yeah. You're not
eligible to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I play it by ear. We'll see how they're doing.
Play it by ear.
If God forbid you need a cab, you'll be easy to find because you're wearing a burgundy shirt.
You know what? I didn't even think of that when I put my clothing on today. I didn't even think about the fact that this is the Redskins' colors.
Sure you did.
I don't know. Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah. Subconsciously.
Yeah. The team.
Yes. Would you want to please Daniel Snyder?
Yes. Hello, Danny boy.
Hey, Dan. Still hate those patches.
Crawl into my pocket.
Still hate those patches.
Just after a report that said CD sales have dropped dramatically, the world's biggest recording company announced it's cutting prices. Sales are down by a third, and now Universal Music Group says it'll cut the suggested retail price on most of its CDs by $6, down to $12.98. The new prices go into effect by October 1st, but we'll see how Tower Records feels about that. Its wholesale prices are only being cut by $3, which means music stores will have to eat the rest of the price cut or refuse to go along with it. Surveys show most folks have stopped buying CDs because they are so expensive, but file sharing has hurt sales too, and chains like Tower have been hurt by stores like Best Buy, which can afford to sell CDs for less.
I got in an interesting discussion with my kid the other day down in college, because there was it was a discussion about some song that he wanted me to hear, and he said, I'll download it and send it to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explain to him the concept of 8-tracks.
Right.
And I said, you're not going to get this, but it was like a big cassette.
Mm-hmm.
And you would
big tape cartridge.
You put it in your car, and you drive along, and if there was a song that you liked on an album, you had to listen to every other song that came before it. And he couldn't grasp the concept. Dad, why didn't you just go right to the song? I said, because you couldn't, and because I didn't have it in front of me, I couldn't tell him. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Buzz, you mentioned that the price of CDs
is high, but
going down.
Down, yeah.
Here is a CD that you're going to find on sale throughout the metro area,
oh, good,
which has been climbing the charts since it debuted on our show a few weeks ago.
This is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook.
Donald or Domingo?
I won't play the whole thing.
Yes, you will. No. You will. Whenever you say that, you play the whole thing.
We got to go. Let's go back and play the romance. Just tonight when you're watching the game, they got the patches, you know, GSS.
Right.
Nice tribute to your dad, Danny, but what did he have to do with the team?
Well, there goes the invite to the owner's bus. We can pack it
up, baby. I think it was disinvited before this.
I think that's probably safe to say.
And we've got a big change coming here. Right here. Here's the mark of a good editor.
Ooh, Danny boy.
Nice. There it is.
The pipes.
What a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
I can't play the album version for you today. We just have to play the single version.
Mike,
there you go. Turn it off, please.
Can you turn it off?
Click, click, click.
There you go. Sorry. Buzz?
My 8-track memory is that some songs would actually fade out in the middle and then continue on the next track after it went ka-chunk.
Yes, that's ka-chunk.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, CDs may be about to go the way of vinyl, 8-tracks, and cassettes. Digital music is the thing now. A new report says CD sales will drop by another one-third in the next 5 years as more people buy and share digitized music in the form of MP3s and WMAs. The report says the
weapons of mass destruction.
No, Windows Media Audio.
I thought said WMDs.
No. WMAs.
Yes.
Oh, I'm behind the curve here.
The report says the TV and movie industry should pay attention to this trend. It says the future of entertainment delivery is instantaneous, digital, and on demand.
What about NWA?
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, attitude.
I don't know. The report says Blockbuster can expect video rentals to drop more than a third by 2007, and that Walmart can expect a similar drop in video sales. It says in the future, people won't buy entertainment. They'll connect to it.
You know how we, Buzz, we got a break, but you know how we often rail on the local weathermen. I've been making a point of mentioning the weather supplied by Buzz.
Right, giving me
more rain tonight, low 62, Metro Temp 73, WJFK. You look outside right now,
sunshine.
Mike?
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine.
Unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Buzz, you're as bad as the rest of them.
Well, I got it from the rest of them.
Well, then you got to just start supplying your own.
You want me to go back to making it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Make it up.
All right.
That's
my real forecast.
Like it matters. We'll be back. I mean, like it matters because you could make it up better than they could really, you know,
I have just as good a chance.
Try to give it the weather forecast.
Yeah, in a word, snow.
534. WJFK. We'll be right back. WJFK. And whether you're going to the game or the big thing downtown, here's extended traffic now.
What's down?
Mike O.
What?
Summer's over. Jacqueline Vargas just called and said it's time to focus on the task at hand.
Doing a great radio show?
No. No.
No.
Getting people to call 1-866-SINGULAR. Then she can focus on you.
Easy enough. Don, Singular Wireless has great calling plans, i.e. family talk, that allows you to add a line to your existing calling plan for just $9.99 per line per month. What?
Do you think the fact that IE is in there should be in a commercial?
I don't believe it should, but I didn't write it. Your entire family can share one pool of minutes, one bill, one easy plan, and enough lines for the whole family.
I don't know about you, but IE until I'm funny.
IE
until I'm full.
I'm going to give myself a new DJ name.
What?
IE Poundstone.
Make sure you tell them Don and Mike sent you. Restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details.
WJFK.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
All right, here you are. Where do you like them?
WJFK.
The leading cause of obesity in America.
Hello?
The Don and Mike Show.
I was alone. Almost game time. Mm-hmm. We hear that it's a CF at the game. That the deal is, you know, all of this, all of the lots that used to be for purple and gold and red have been moved back, and that big blue church that used to be a cash parking lot, that's now an orange season ticket holders lot. And they don't have the Cap Center anymore, so the people who used to park at the Cap Center now have to park in an office park.
Right.
And the
office park, it was supposed to open at 4, they neglected to take into account the fact that the offices would have full parking lots due to the fact that at offices, people are still working!
Now, I think some of the spin is that they told the people in the offices, leave early today, but... You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're leaving at 6, and hopefully we'll be there before it's time for Rob to introduce the teams tonight.
I sure hope so.
Right?
Yeah. Good luck.
5:45 now on WJFK. And back to Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Britney Spears says she will never kiss another woman unless that woman is Madonna. She's talking about the long open-mouth kiss she shared with Madonna at the MTV Awards last week. Britney says she'd never kissed a woman before and would not do it again unless it was with Madonna.
Mm.
She says she still leads a very clean life, quoting her, "I don't go home and have orgies or anything like that."
Have what?
Orgies.
Orgies and...
Do we have tape rolling on that?
Have I started drinking yet?
No.
Britney also says she watches a lot of reality shows on TV.
Hold on, here it is.
Here's the playback.
Here, Buzz.
You go home and have orgies or anything like that.
Orgies and...
Orgies and...
Orgies or...
It's like the name of your new breakfast cereal.
Yes.
Buzz Burbank's Orgies and...
Orgies and...
And you know, I saw the kiss, and
yes.
There were hot flames of tongue.
Yes.
Between...
I didn't see any tongue.
Oh, there's one angle where you see just the mouth wide open. It's just
I see the mouth open, but I thought it was...
No, you see, and it's Madonna's tongue who's
a probing tongue?
Yeah, Madonna is the aggressor.
Yeah.
Britney is simply the sacrifice.
So Madonna's tongue goes clean down to her lower...
Clean down. Clean down. She says, this tastes like Guy Ritchie. this tastes like Sean Penn.
Britney also says...
this tastes like Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Rosie. Britney also says she watches a lot of reality shows on TV, and perhaps because she was speaking to CNN at the time, she said she watches CNN all the time.
Sure.
This has apparently led to Britney having political opinions. Between smacks of her chewing gum, she said, "Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision he makes, and we should just support that."
And honey, you should just take your clothes off and get your picture taken, and let's get this singing thing out of the way once and for all.
Come on, what's wrong, honey?
There you go.
Come on, baby.
Here's how Hollywood thinks. Spider-Man.
Come on, baby. Take it off, baby.
Come on, honey.
Come on, honey. No one going down there tonight to that big F party wants to hear you dance. They want to see those boobs.
Come to the game with us, honey. Take those clothes off, honey. In sports, for the second straight year...
Buzz, you had a story. What was your story?
Well, I don't want to make us run long.
1 minute, go ahead.
Okay, here's how Hollywood thinks. Spider-Man, successful movie, young star. So Hollywood thinks the next Batman movie should also have a young star. Forget Keaton, Clooney, and Kilmer. Among the guys being considered, Billy Crudup from Almost Famous and Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek.
Why not just get Danny Bonaduce?
He's too old. It'd be an updated...
Yeah, but he's brash.
Still, it'd be an updated version of Batman, we're told. The director's Chris Nolan, who did Insomnia and Memento.
Funny.
Warner Brothers is also working on other Batman projects, including Batman Beyond, in which Bruce Wayne's about to retire and pass the job to someone younger.
Brittany, come here. Daddy wants you.
Daddy, no.
Daddy, no.
Come here, Brittany.
No, honey.
Come sit with Daddy.
Batman Year One is also in the works, along with Superman versus Batman. Halle Berry will star in a Catwoman movie.
Okay.
Hey, Halle. Come here. Daddy's here.
Come on, honey.
In sports, second straight year, NFL kicks off its regular season on a Thursday as the Washington Redskins host the New York Jets at FedEx Field. Patrick Ramsey and Vinny Testaverde start at QB for their respective teams. Kickoff 9 p.m.
You'll hear it moments from now on WJFK.
More rain tonight, low around 62. Tomorrow, sunny and 80. Right now, it's 76. And finally...
And sunny outside, Buzz.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You're right, Don.
Well, absolutely sunny.
It's me outside.
Not sunny. Hey,
not,
sunny.
Not raining.
Hello.
Sunny fading away. Finally, in Caddo Valley, Arkansas, a man's been arrested for indecent exposure. He's charged with showing too much in a Taco Bell restaurant. But he wasn't naked. He was wearing a cut-off T-shirt and a Speedo-type swimsuit. Police took photos for the court case. They say he was inappropriately dressed. I just want to say I'm sorry I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the way you dress.
I'm okay, Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We got you, Buzz. No, Robbie, hold on. Where's the...
You want the out of time?
Yeah, excuse me. Oh, no, you know what? Excuse me. Because we're not ending the show now. You got all that sorry we're out of time junk later?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, honey. We got to go to the game.
I know. What I was saying, Rob, I bit your head off.
It happened.
So put one in the bank.
Money to spare.
Put one in the bank. Okay. So we're not really signing off now.
Huh.
Although, you know, we are signing off.
I thought we were through. I was filled out by 50.
Who are you?
Oh, you know what?
We are. Because on the network that we're... allegedly still on, they're going to be running tape.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Ah. Yeah. You don't have to on WJFK.
Right.
Because the Redskins are coming up next.
That's right.
But for the other stations that are still kind of running this show, you know, it would really be helpful. I know all these guys from Infinity are in town. Hey, do me and Mike a favor. Just decide one way or the other.
Tell us what you want us to do. Come on, honey.
You know, do it at the game tonight. God damn it, honey.
Based on the coin toss.
So for everybody listening on WJFK, yeah, we are. We'll see you tomorrow. You might just make it after all. Car's loaded. Got the beer.
Yeah.
Got the directions. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Okay.
Honey.
Darling.
Baby.
BM.
Gators!
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.